Ladies and gentlemen, it's Monday, January 5th, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I've got an emergency warning with President Trump on other military actions he's planning.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, Tim Walz is dropping out of the gubernatorial race in Minnesota, the communist Chinese agent. Here's his wife talking about turning the page on Trump. Turns out we're turning the page on him.
Turn the page. You like that? Okay, so I need you to be with me and practice with me. What are we gonna do? We're gonna turn the page. Oh, pretty good. Do it again. We're gonna turn the page. And we're gonna turn the page. All right, so I'm gonna be watching you because when I see Wisconsin, and I'm one watching National Land TV because this is a pretty important place, and Minnesota helped you practice with this. You just show me this. Turn the page. Right? Turn the page. And you know what else that looks like? Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Donald Trump. We are turning the page.
That's the lady, his wife, that said she loved seeing the cities burn. Love the smell of the burning businesses. What a nice person. We had the National Guard stand down here in the summer of love in 2020. Now, he's hoping to avoid prosecution, but we've studied it. Ilhan Omar and him and the mayor of Minneapolis, they're all heavily involved, getting massive amounts of money. The attorney general has been caught on tape. That's been released last week. Telling Somalis we're going to go after everybody investigating this fraud. He then criminally investigates anybody investigating him. If we don't see indictments of these guys when it's such low-hanging fruit, I'm going to be so upset. People say, well, then fine, just abandon Trump. Why? When everything else he's doing is so good? He has to get rid of the bad people at the DOJ. He has to replace them. And we're getting close. He brought in the AG of Missouri, and reportedly he's being eyed for the top spot. But Trump thinks it'll be embarrassing to get rid of Patel and Bondi. No, it won't. What's embarrassing is you allowing them to stay there when you know full damn well they're selling you and the whole country out. Now I want listeners to listen to me very, very carefully, okay? Please. I am an expert on geopolitics. I know what I'm talking about. I know the different angles of this. And I have wargamed the different scenarios. I understand why Trump thinks it's the right thing to go in Venezuela. It was pulled off basically flawlessly. But the problem with that is that will then add to the confidence of Trump. And you see that. And now he wants to strike Colombia, Mexico, and another country. And the information I've got from sources is the military's obviously already planned it all. They've been told that Trump's going to go ahead with it. Remember, I told you months and months ago, he will strike Venezuela. They will grab Maduro. And you saw that happen. Now, in general, I explain why Trump did it and why I think this is the right thing to do. I said I understand it, but I don't think it's the right move because of all the dangers that are connected to it. Now, this is different than the neocon doctrine we've had for the last almost 40 years here in this country. This is back to classic Americana, gunboat diplomacy, Monroe Doctrine. And Trump's trying to prop up the dollar and the country. So securing resources under our control like that instead of China getting it. China had gotten the Panama Canal. We pushed them out. China was getting control of Venezuela. The issue is here, I don't want to go in and do this to countries. But if they're in our backyard and other foreign powers are taking them over, why do you think Russia went into Ukraine? It's standard doctrine what Trump's doing if you stand up for the country. And when people know that he'll go after him now, these foreign countries will stop doing this. The question is Trump going to go too far? We need to look at every angle of this. And all the people I trust and the experts I really agree with say that this is really dangerous. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, our circuits are dead. Can I be cold? My whole life spins into a frenzy.
All right, so what's happening is, thank you for joining us on this live Monday, January 5th, 2026 transmission. What's happening is people either on the left or the right are just fighting and bitching at each other over whether or not what Trump did was legal. And you got a lot of people who are populist conservatives that were against the neocons and all those illegal wars. And so they just, as a point of morality, are 100% against it and think it's terrible and think we should all just basically, you know, impeach Trump and maybe draft Kamala Harris and put her in there. Let's move on from that just for the reasons of discussion. We can, you know, go back to it, and I'm certainly going to play clips of Rand Paul and MTG and even Tulsi Gabbard years ago warning of a Venezuela strike, because I think they all have real points and real issues. I am not some cheerleader for this invasion. I'm not some cheerleader for the removal of Maduro, though I know he's a dictator, though I know they've been stealing our elections, though I know they're the piggy bank for the Democrat Party, though I know that in Trump's larger plan, he believes it's the right thing. And if it goes off, great. There's a bunch of other pieces to this. Then I'll sit back and say, wow, he rolled the dice over and over again, and Trump just continues to succeed. But it's important that Trump not get too exhilarated about this and think because he's having success in the limited military campaigns he's had, that then all the other things the Pentagon is telling him is something he might want to do. Trump warns Colombia, Mexico, and Cuba, you're on the chopping block. You might be next. Rubio says Cuba is in a lot of trouble. And this is all about taking down Cuba. That was the intelligence arm of the Chinese. Venezuela that controlled Mexico. So this is about the U.S. exerting its dominance in the hemisphere, taking back our sovereignty, securing the $18 trillion in oil there for the people of Venezuela, and also to be refined in the United States. Our refineries were built in the last 70 years for Venezuelan oil. It's a particular type. It's very heavy, very thick, very viscous, and it's a good deal for everybody. And if you don't do it, China gets it. They have the most oil, the most gold, everything in Venezuela. So in the real world, if we didn't do that and let the Chinese have the Panama Canal and all this, the whole world's going to say, well, we're done with the dollar, we're done with the U.S., we're not going to invest there, the superpower's over. You'd say, great, we'll keep our money here at home. We haven't built the industry again. We haven't gotten there yet. Trump's getting that done. Take a few years. All we have is the dollar. And if you think the economy's bad now, if we don't have the world reserve currency status anymore, and if we're not the main hegemon anymore before we transition into the Monroe Doctrine and being a hemispheric power, which I believe is the right move, then we are going to go into an extended Great Depression that'll make the Great Depression of the 1930s look like a walk in the park. And that's not debatable. every analyst is on record. And the left and the globalists had said that the World Bank, IMF, world globalist systems, the WEF, that was their planned austerity and their plan for the end of this big bubble was to now go into a feudalistic system where we're all completely poor and on a universal basic income, social credit score, digital ID, mark of the beast. So Trump is out of the carbon taxes, the central hub of their control. He's not signing on to the treaties. He's securing sovereignty. He got $19 trillion invested. $9 trillion already come in. He's knocking it out of the park on that, okay? Energy prices way down, slowing inflation. But people want instant gratification. So the reason I root for Trump is I know if he isn't successful just on the economic front, this country is going to be unlivable. If we have a serious depression with half the public not even working and infrastructure broken down and most people not self-sufficient at all, it's so horrible and so dangerous that it's basically indescribable. You can have a depression in some little one-crop country that, you know, just is agrarian or something, and it hurts the folks in the city and, you know, poor folks out in the country, you know, might not get access to medicine sometimes, but they can still eat. Society breaks down now, ladies and gentlemen, with 90% of people completely unself-sufficient. I mean, Lord Monckton did the actuaries, and I've seen other groups do it as well. If the carbon taxes were implemented the way they wanted them to, in the next decade, it was going to kill 2 billion people alone. That's just the carbon taxes and the cost of living in the third world. Here it just makes you poor. There it starves you to death. You understand, hundreds of thousands of people starved to death in the last 20 years in Venezuela. And you try to just go in to just get basic medical care because you're not in the Communist Party. You don't get it. This is done by design to take you to your knees. So out of survival, out of existential threat, I understand why Trump went into Venezuela. The total election fraud, Smartmatic is in the five big voting machine companies, has been certified, confirmed, stealing our elections. They steal elections in 100-plus other countries. They're a globalist command base with the CIA, the EU, NATO, the CHICOMs, and the whole U.S. deep state has really been at the top of the pyramid in Venezuela. Trump's ending all that. And so the U.S. was already, through the deep state, in control of Venezuela. That's the big secret. And even Mike Benz, you know, recently did a report on that and explained, and you know, he's a big policy guy and in there. He said, listen, this is really dangerous because I got a lot of friends. This gets into their interest. But he goes, I'll just go ahead and tell you, Venezuela has always been the CIA playground, and the CIA is dominant down there. Even with Maduro. Remember Maduro 6 months ago to Trump said, Biden told me to ship the criminals up there. I have the documents. Your FBI has it. I'll be willing to work with you and go after the Democrats. Just don't come after me. That was actually true. So it goes globalists, you know, CIA, CHICOMs, Russia, EU, all with interest in Venezuela. Because it's a key hub into Central, South America, North America. The most gold, the most minerals, the most rare earth minerals, the most oil. I mean, the place is basically like where the rainbow ends with the leprechaun, the pot of gold. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. You start digging and just emeralds start falling out of the wall. It's just gold everywhere. Everything. Volcanic soil, huge forest, I mean, just everything. So, we need Trump to succeed here. And that $18 trillion goes into the ballot sheet if the U.S. is in control of it. And I know how Trump does policy. He believes in the grassroots. Most of it's going to go into Venezuela, their population, their people. But it's the U.S. control of that. That's how this works with world powers. If it's not us, it's the Chinese. Then Cuba's done. That can be liberated just through free market. They're on the verge of collapse right now. Mexico, who is controlled by the Venezuelan cartels on record. All these fools go, most of the drugs come out of Mexico. Yeah, and Venezuela runs it. That's not even debated. That's like a known fact. You watch the Narcos TV show that's based on, you know, the history. Very accurate, by the way. Surprised they put out some truth on, what is it, HBO or whatever, or is it on Netflix? I don't watch a lot of TV, but I did watch both the one about South America and the one about Mexico, and it was like, damn, this is accurate. But the point is, and even how the CIA was involved in drug dealing, I'm just like, wow, this is, and how they steal elections out of Venezuela with the software in Mexico. I mean, it's like I'm watching these shows. I'm like, that's why I watch them. I don't watch a lot of entertainment TV, but everybody's like, hey, you need to watch this show. Like, I had some of my family that had worked in Latin America in support of the DEA, and they said, have you not seen these shows? They said, they're damn accurate. And I went and watched them, because already the second season was out. You know, they did a couple seasons in Latin in South America, then a couple seasons in Mexico, and all the seasons were already out, and I binge watched all four seasons. I think it was four seasons in like a month, just because I was just like, I can't believe they actually told the truth. But what I'm getting at here is that this is very complicated. All right, and so I'm going to war game the perspective of the Russians, the Chinese, the perspectives of the U.S., North America, the perspectives of Latin America, Mexico, Colombia, Venezuela, Cuba. And so when I war game perspectives, I'm not for China when I look at their perspective, but I'll look at it from their mindset. I think Trump could really get roped into expanding war, which was the problem. And now he's talking about it openly. So I think we need to, you know, have some guardrails here and be very careful. And so when I war game different perspectives, and I don't mind this, it's just that people take stuff out of context and they put it out, and then they say, oh, look, Alex Jones said this, Alex Jones said that. You guys know this is a long-form, complex stuff. That's not true. It went viral all over. It's all over, you know, national news and all these channels. Was it Saturday night? I shot a video in my car coming home working late, and I just explained, this is the Monroe Doctrine back, and I explained that Trump has a philosophy. You've heard me talk about it hundreds of times. You know this. I went to North Korea and showed them a computer graphic of, instead of you starving to death and killing your people, look at South Korea, richest country in the world per capita. You're the same people. You could have factories and golf courses and hotels and industry and resorts. And Kim Jong-un cried and said, I can't, China won't let me. And so I said, Trump's vision is all this success and, you know, Trump towers all over in his mind and golden toilets. And I kind of joke around about the golden toilets and stuff. That's kind of not my style, but that's a guy that's a hospitality guy that wants the general public to do well. Rising tide raises all ships, versus the globalists and Klaus Schwab that want to make you poor with austerity to control you and starve you to death, basically. Feudalism. And so I said he envisioned the future for his children, our children, everything, Venezuela being a paradise like it used to be. And people took that out of context and said, I was salivating to give billions to the Trump sons and want gold statues of Trump. I didn't say that. And just all this craziness. When I was talking about Trump's psychology, and now he thinks war for no reason is stupid. He likes stability. And I'm explaining why he's doing this, to exercise our power in the hemisphere, to cut China out of Panama Canal and Panama, and out of Venezuela, and out of Cuba. And now that Venezuela, that is the oil supplier and the money supplier and the drug money supplier for Cuba and Mexico, now that their command base is at least partially being taken over, that is a strong message for America. If we can now navigate real and free elections there and get in there and turn it over to the people. And that's when the CIA comes in and regime change, and that's when they always mess it up by design, because they were already in control of it the whole time to a great extent. That's why the CIA didn't want Trump to grab Maduro. They didn't want this. They were public saying, don't do it, don't do it. They wanted to just let this drag on forever. So when I see the establishment not wanting something, a large part of it, I just simply war-gamed and devil's advocated where Trump is coming from on that. And the big concern is, once you win something and have a big success here, will that embolden Trump to then go after other targets and topple other narco-terror regimes that were already clients of the globalists and the multinational crime syndicate and who both communicate and work with the CIA to control the U.S. and to have all this black market money and weapons and drugs and with the Chi-Coms and others. So it's a mess. So I'm simply trying to get people to see the big picture. I'm not trying to sell you on an idea. I'm not an influencer that's here trying to influence against what Trump's doing or influencing for it. I'm trying to get people to understand the complexities so then you can make a decision. And also, I want to be known in Washington and by other governments and systems and to be really serious and have really good advice and be really accurate so they listen to me. I really want a giant audience to have influence on the corporate and political systems. Not so I get a job or I get money. It's the opposite. I'm like a monk. Literally up here, you know, like Gandalf with all my papers and documents. I want to save the world. I want to derail tyranny. I want to have a philosophical, cultural, spiritual revolution, and we are. I want to create the trends, not follow them. I want stabilization and prosperity and freedom and security and empowerment of humanity and not targeting the family, not targeting children for sexualization, not targeting culture with poison shots and poison food. I want wholesomeness. I want goodness. And I see the needle moving with Trump, with RFK Jr. and all the rest of it, more than it's ever moved in my life back towards freedom and health and good. And so I am not apologetic about supporting Trump in general, while at the same time criticizing the problems so we can get him back on track in many areas. But we now have the vice president, who's the president, and Maduro was already going to leave a few weeks ago but then refused. She's a communist. She hates America. She's a globalist. She's running her mouth, doing all the rest of that stuff. But and so Trump doesn't want to go in and actually occupy it to do a bunch of this stuff. He wants to get Venezuelans to get involved, be politically engaged, have Venezuelans that are here in America, many of that are very intelligent and very smart, to go back to their country to save it. And it's not just as we want to get those business people out here, some really smart Venezuelans. I know a lot of them. And Noam said it, and then you can come back too, you know, if you were here legally, obviously. And then the ultra-right wing's like, oh God, they let the Venezuelans back in. No, I mean, literally Trump's like, I need you to get down there. He's trying to open a window up for this to happen. But she's been running her mouth and all the rest of it, so now Trump threatens Venezuela's new leader with a fate worse than Maduro's. The president told The Atlantic that Delcy Rodriguez needs to comply with U.S. wishes or else. And people say, well, what's he doing letting the communists put their person in? They have the infrastructure. They know how it all works. They're there. And Trump's saying, okay, get a timeline for free and fair elections. We're going to oversee it. And let your political prisoners out of prison. And we're giving you a chance. You saw what we can do. He's very measured. But this operation went so well that now I think it's emboldening him. I don't think I know. And they've instructed the military, it's already been done, for plans to hit Cuba, Mexico, and Colombia. That is not good. You already rolled the dice with Iran. It worked out, even though... And I wasn't against it. I said I'm against it because the dice may roll wrong. And it rolled right. And now you rolled here, and it came up perfect. But my God, you're not going to keep pulling the lever on the slot machine every time and getting, you know, the triple cherries or whatever. So, and I know General Flynn's saying that, Tulsi Gabbard's saying that. I mean, this is just wild. And these countries are arranged against us. They are attacking us. They are engaged in predatory activity. And Trump's ending the old CIA money laundering system. Remember the New York Times was pissed. Oh my God, designating these cartels as terror groups is going to bankrupt Wall Street. Trump's like, no, I'll get so much foreign investment on real stuff that's good that the market will go up. And their prediction was wrong. His was right. But with Trump, he is literally not going to have the CIA dealing drugs anymore. He's not going to have all this crap anymore. So that is a very moral thing that's happening. And the system's really pissed, but so far Trump is succeeding. But China is watching this, and they've been planning extraction attacks to basically take over the Taiwanese government, where they just seize the government, grab the government officials, and then put in an interim group that just lets the Chinese in. So a lot of things can happen, but two big fronts. Does this make Russia and China back off and say, okay, this guy has real resolve? That's about a 60% chance. I'd say, yeah, it leans towards that in the calculus is why Trump did it. There were so many other things it did that were good for America and good for Venezuela and good for the future of really the world and securing our zone and CONUS that they did it. But I've got a 40% chance that this now accelerates China going into Taiwan with a similar operation to what you just saw the U.S. military pull off. And believe me, China has got extremely well-trained troops, and they can definitely pull something off like that. So the question is, when they go in, is the U.S. going to sit back? And from what I've seen, with the end of the rules-based U.N. control system, this is really all about. And I said this weeks ago, but it became out, you know, Russia said, hey, we'll not activate those missile batteries and stuff when you come in if you go ahead and, you know, just give us a deal on Ukraine. And you notice about 3 weeks ago, suddenly Trump put all the pressure on Zelensky. And I could tell that it happened then. And I think it's a wink, wink, but I'm not sure about this because even the policymakers aren't, because these conversations are between the president, the president of China and the president of Russia. And at that level, it's kind of a, the understanding, you know, they don't even say it. But I think Trump's greenlit China to take Taiwan. I mean, pretty much greenlit Russia to not be opposed to the victory it's already had in Ukraine as we split into these three power sections, which is the public new national security strategy that was put out a month ago. And that's how that tends to happen with these powers in history, is they, you know, just divide up zones. That's been the natural way to do things. The UN, the globalists promised world government and all this to stop that, but they've been the ones starting the wars and robbing the people and are just ultimately corrupt and have this anti-human, transhumanist philosophy. Well, China's broken with the transhumanist philosophy. You've gone to, we'll pay you to have kids. Russia's completely broken with it. The U.S. is breaking with it. So really, we're getting back to traditionalism here, which is fraught with all its problems. And there's a lot of paths in that that lead to real conflict and war. But the globalist U.N. system already failed. China double-crossed it. The globalists double-crossed China in the last 16, 17 years. So that order was already dead. The rules-based system was already dead. What they promised, you know, global corporate government was going to give us peace, it did the opposite. So now a new system is forming. This is the reality. We're not debating whether Trump was right or wrong. The debate is about where we are and the position we're in and the resources we have. And we were in a terrible position until Trump got back in, and we were positioned to basically fold as a country and be a third world hellhole. And Trump is jerking back all the power at the last minute. So I'm telling you, if you want to have your electricity work and you want food and you want a good future, you better be betting on Trump all the way. The question is, we don't want to be out of control. I'll explain it all when we come back. This is very sophisticated.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Matt Bracken is a former Navy SEAL, really smart counterterrorism expert, best-selling author. He'll be with me in the fourth hour. He doesn't like Maduro, doesn't like the communists, understands all that stuff Trump's saying is accurate about the election fraud and the being the Democrats' piggy bank, the deep state's piggy bank, but he's really concerned, too, about this spinning out of control. And now you've already got the replacement for Maduro, his vice president, running her mouth, their military talking about resistance, talking about, you know, not having free and fair elections. And so Trump's saying, okay, well, your fate can be worse than Maduro. And see, now we're committed to this. And now Trump's making threats to Cuba, who's running Venezuela still, and to Colombia, that is really flooding us with the drugs, all under Venezuela's control, and Mexico. So this is rapidly escalating. And the question is, what will China and Russia do? What will their response do? We're going to see rhetoric out of them, but it looks like behind the scenes a deal's been made on Ukraine and on Taiwan, and that's why Trump's emboldened now to basically push the communists and the CIA's piggy bank out of control. But trying to manage all that when these countries, to a great extent, are failed states is a tall order. We call upon the U.S. to immediately release the legitimately elected President Maduro and his spouse. Now, that's not true. certified total fraud. But regardless, that's where Russia's at. Here's a clip.
Call upon, correct the speaker, the U.S. leadership to immediately release the legitimately elected president of an independent state and his spouse. Any problems existing or conflict between the United States and Venezuela need to be resolved through dialogue. And this is precisely what is enshrined in the UN Charter. But we are particularly appalled by the unparalleled cynicism which Washington did not even attempt to conceal the true aims of its criminal operation, namely the establishment of unbridled control over Venezuela's natural resources and the assertion of their hegemonical ambitions in Latin America.
That's right. Trump is not mincing words. He's being completely honest. He's saying, we're not going to have China and Russia run all this. We're done having you down there in Cuba. We're done having you encircling us. And he agreed NATO shouldn't be encircling Russia. He just said, hey, we're not going to back encircling you. We're not going to put weapons up by you, and you ain't doing it to us. And Smartmatic and Dominion and all Sequoia, all of that out of Venezuela, all government run. And all the drug money and all of it and the $18 trillion in oil, China's the dominant force down in Venezuela. Trump's like, it's done. Just like Putin said, we're not going to have all these troops and NATO weapons in Ukraine. You keep doing it, I'm going to invade. And Trump said, I'm for peace through strength. He's been saying that he's been close to doing this in Venezuela since his first administration. He talked about this. So people say, oh, he's betrayed us. No, he was very clear about this. So I understand Trump is trying to reassert U.S. authority in our territorial areas, the Monroe Doctrine. I understand his aims. He believes are good. But what happens when the Venezuelan communists don't hold elections? Well, now the U.S. is going to have to engage in more operations, which Trump just threatened her he'll do today. And then the other countries will start getting on board. You've got the dictator of Cuba coming out and saying, we're ready to pay in blood. We're ready to go to full war. Now, Cuba is on the verge of total collapse. And notice, this is geopolitical. Tehran has going into the 10th day of mass protests. The mullahs are incredibly unpopular. Their government is on the verge of collapse. It's being reported by the Times of London and other publications, and I believe this is true because they've had these plans before, that the Ayatollah is prepared and has the jet ready to flee to Moscow just like Assad did. So all these dominoes are starting to fall. This is the time of history we're in. And when you have these proxy wars and hybrid wars with Ukraine, with Venezuela, with Iran, with Taiwan, with North Korea, this is when it quickly escalates into a full kinetic world war. And most analysts say we're already in World War IV. They call the Cold War World War III. But this will be a big, fat, kinetic one. So we're already in World War IV. The question is, will it continue to escalate or will it fizzle out, which we pray for? So this isn't about is Trump right or is Trump wrong in the academic discussion here. We are here. This is going on. We have to understand Trump's views, why he's doing it. We have to understand China's views, Russia's views, Cuba's views, Mexico. All this goes into play. Iran. All these pieces are interconnected. And then you've got the EU, who demographically and financially is collapsing, who admits we need a full war with Russia to maintain domestic control of our population. So you've got them in the middle of it trying to block Trump even making a deal with Russia. For us to reestablish our dominance in our hemisphere, Russia controls its area, China controls its area, and that's the natural order of things. That'd be a tripolar world. But see, now you've got an American president actually running things. You don't have the globalist. You don't have all these groups tied in together. Putin calls European leaders little pigs. He says Russia will achieve Ukraine goals by diplomacy or force as it happened. And he was right. So the UN was set up by the Carnegie Endowment and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds on record to transfer nation-state power into that body. And then finally into corporate interests, as Klaus Schwab has said, and that presidents and governments and governors wouldn't make decisions. Voters wouldn't make decisions. The technocrats would. You'd still have like a ceremonial EU parliament like they have, but it's only ceremonial. It's only advisory. That's the model they want for everywhere else. Well, that old rules-based order, to make it sound real good, is out the window. It's over. And you've got Putin ignoring the UN rules-based order going into Ukraine, but then separately at the UN saying we need the UN. Trump's ignoring the UN. Can't have it both ways. So what this is really about is the end of the UN, the end of the globalist order, the end of their corporate world government. Whether it's on trade, the WTF has been rendered useless. Trump just ignores it. Same thing with the UN. Putin ignores it. China ignores it. The only difference is Trump doesn't pay them lip service. Russia and China do. So we're in a new order, not George Herbert Walker Bush's New World Order. There is forming a new international order. That is the issue. I know most of you understand this. But people just running around saying, Trump betrayed us. He's a traitor. He's a neocon. He's a warmonger. Oh, my God. That's all just the bots and the Democrats and all these Democrat talk show hosts boosting and promoting, you know, literal Nazis. And listen, the left's so anti-white and so anti-Western, the Nazis are a normal response to that. It's not like, ooh, I've got a fetish, you know, I don't, you know, and you know, ooh, the Nazis are, you know. The point is the left is allied with people and boosts them and agree with them that literally love Hitler. I'll have the Nazis attacking me and all the big leftist talk show hosts because I'm just giving policy out and explaining how this works to people. So think about that weird alliance. You've got the red-green alliance, the Muslims and the communists, the Soros people, but really it's the globalist establishment is attacking culturally any way they can. They can't do it from a leftist perspective. That's so discredited now. So they do it from a populist perspective and a moral perspective. No longer do the news articles everywhere attack MAGA as racist and scum and idiots and trailer trash and all this. Now it's like, you're moral people, you're good, you wanted to save the country, but Trump has betrayed you, and now it's time to join us and take him down. So you have to understand the left and Soros and the Mondamis and the Sadiq Khans and the Keir Starmers and the Macrons and the Murs and all of them, they're the losers. The left's being rejected. The old globalist order is a failure. Its plan failed. China double-crossed it. Its plan was for austerity and decapitating the family and castrating our children. It was a mad scientist, eugenics, death cult, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari, all bragging about how the future isn't human. Well, we're like, you know what? We like a human future. And Trump's for it. Putin's for it. Xi, for all totalitarianism, has been literally paying people to have kids and to be masculine. And see, so. Regardless, the human spirit's coming up for a breath. And Trump threw the first punch, as Royce White said last night. We have that clip. I'm going to play. It's about 6 minutes long. Get it ready right now. And with Royce White, who's a really smart guy, smart businessman, former NBA guy, MMA fighter, almost won, you know, national-level elections, state-level elections twice, running again right now in Minnesota. They cut the fraud out. He'll win. But he explained real politique, where we are, why Trump's doing this. You don't have to agree with it, but you have to understand why it's being done. The U.S. can print unlimited money. Like Marco Rubio said, we got more oil, you know, per capita than anybody. Just so easy to get in Venezuela, just in one spot. But we can't let our enemies get control of it and use it to project power at us. That's why. And so if you're not for America having it, well, then what other power are you for? This is how the real world works. Doesn't mean I endorse all of it. Doesn't mean it's not dangerous. Doesn't mean Trump's getting emboldened now and throwing his weight around and talking about hitting all these other countries. Because he's made a deal. But will China and Russia double cross? I know he's made the deal. I've seen the signals. I saw in the news today that Russia said, hey, we'll get behind you in Venezuela, at least on the DL. China, too, just get out of our way. That's already the new international order. Not run by the UN, not run by the globalists, but by the powers in their areas. And in that system, Trump will win. America will win. We've got all the investment coming in. We have still the best technology. We're going to upgrade everything. We will roll back in very quickly to a new renaissance of 1776 through American innovation, pride, and American culture back 1950s 10.0. And the whole world will get on board with that. And we got Elon Musk, and we've got the innovation. We've got it all. Everybody knows America is maverick. We got to get back to being the maverick. Now, that's the dream. That's where Trump wants to go. I know. Because I developed the plan first, which was common sense, and found out a lot of people had similar ideas. They hadn't given it a name. But 1776 worldwide, as you've been hearing from me for 20 years, is my plan. And what you're seeing is an attempt to execute that. And that's why the globalists, the CIA, wanted me off the air so bad, because I've got their number. I don't just know how they operate. I don't just know about their geopolitical systems. I don't just know about their philosophy. I am promoting a different philosophy to them of transparency. So Trump's like, hey, if we don't do it, China's going to take it. They're pushing us around. We're going to empower their people. We're taking it. We're running it. We'll hand it over to them. U.S. took Cuba from the Spanish who were oppressing them, turned it over to them. Then the CIA behind the scenes funded Castro, put him in. Oh, that's you didn't know the CIA actually put Castro in the beginning? Then set Kennedy up? Bad pigs? Oh, yeah, that's where Kennedy got pissed. Oh, you didn't know McCarthy found out the CIA was actually basically propping up Lenin? It was OSS then? And then Stalin killed him and actually got control. He was a bad guy, but the Russians loved him because, you know, he kind of took the foot off their neck a little bit and wasn't out to kill everybody. And, you know, the survivors of Lenin's group ran here to the United States and set up the neocons and National Review. This is all in the Wall Street Journal. They're proud of it. All the neocons you see, they were all trained by Trotsky. And that's the hard-on for Russia. So you got to know where all this stuff comes from, folks. Like, why do the Crips and Bloods still shoot each other today? Not as bad as before, but why they've been doing it for 40 years? Because that's how it started and that's how it goes. And so you got all the neocons, the rest of them, were set up by Russian Jews who were pissed that Stalin kicked them out. They had to run for their lives. And so they still got a beef with Russia today. So that's where this stuff comes from. So actually know the history of it. But it is extremely dangerous. So we've got Patrick Byrne, who is a Venezuela expert, but right at the center of all this. He's been in the CIA. And like a project manager. And we're going to take some calls when he's on as well. But I got to tell you, I agree with General Flynn. I agree with Tulsi Gabbard and others. Hey, okay, great. This has gone well so far, but it could get out of control very, very, very quickly. But again, this is all about the United States reestablishing its national sovereignty and its territorial sovereignty and not letting powers encircle us and get resources to project attacks on us when that's all they've done before. It's about cutting off the Democrat Party's blood supply and their electronic fraud machines. I mean, this is the right move. He can't seem to get the institution of the corrupt DOJ to do its job. That's fine. He just had the military go to the source and cut off the money, just like he's cut off most of the NGO money. Trump is batting 1,000 on cutting off globalist NGO money. And going, I mean, all of this. And he's being restrained on how he's handling Venezuela. And not just going in there blazing and putting troops on the ground and giving them a chance to make the right move. But again, if they double down, which is unwise, then it gets really serious. And then we have to ask, do we want to end the country, have the dollar plunge, have Trump fail, or do we back boots on the ground? Because if any country in history, any empire in history, we're trying to not be an empire, but we have to extract ourselves. We have to secure our local area, though, and our resources. You understand, folks, that it's you're going to be in an endless depression of hell if Trump fails. I mean, I'm not afraid of being put in prison or killed myself. I'm afraid for my children and the future in a worldwide depression with the globalists running it. This is Cloward and Piven writ large worldwide. So I'm here studying every day, advising, talking to people at every level, trying to put pressure, and actually seeing my advice getting picked up a lot. And so I'm here trying to help Trump make the right moves. I don't just sit here like I'm high and mighty and second guess stuff, but I give you my opinion, but I just tell you what I'm doing here on air. All right, let's go to Royce White. He does a good job, especially towards the end, explaining this to people. Here it is.
My favorite clip of this entire thing is when they asked him, they said, what are we going to do with the oil that we're in control of? He said, we're going to keep it. Finally, Americans are going to benefit first. Finally. Now, we would have a problem if the first order of business was to ship the profits of that oil to the Ukraine or even to Israel. That would make it not America first. And we must demand that that does not happen. That all of the proceeds, all the profits from the Venezuelan oil that we just took comes here to the American people to pay down the $38 trillion in debt, Mr. Massey. $17 trillion off of $38 trillion is a pretty big chunk. You make the Federal Reserve, you make the central bank eat the other $10 trillion that they have as completely, collateralized debt on their balance sheet on their way out of our country. Now you're looking at $28 trillion. Now we're only $10 trillion in debt with tariffs sending us more money than Midas. Oh my goodness. America is solvent once again. Wouldn't that be nice? To see America solvent again. $18 trillion in oil down there. $18 trillion. And you could all say, oh, well, we shouldn't be stealing their oil, or we shouldn't just be pirating. Oh, nobody has a problem with piracy any other day. You don't have a problem with piracy when you go buy a new iPhone and the cobalt came from the Congo mines, where some little Congolese kid is down there in the mine picking the cobalt with his bare hands. Or better yet, 15,000 8-year-olds down there in the cobalt mine of the Congo pulling cobalt with their bare hands. Nobody had a problem. Nobody has a problem with that. As long as you can stay connected, you know, as long as you can stay in the conversation on X or Facebook or wherever else you are. And I don't mind you being involved. Speak your piece. Freedom of speech. No doubt. I want more people involved in the conversation. But where is your sacred honor? And where is your willingness to play the game as it really is, not as you wish it to be? See, in basketball, we understand this. When the other game starts to throw elbows, you don't say, ref, ref, they're throwing elbows. When the other team starts to get a little physical and bump and pull and tug, and you don't say, coach, he's elbowing me. That's not right. It's not part of the rules. No, you take your elbow and you come clean across his face and you send a message. And if the game stops and a brawl breaks out, our last guy better not be the last guy off those two benches. That's that moxie and grit and toughness that this country needs. We're not going to be the last one to recognize we are in an asymmetrical war for the future of our nation, and even more importantly, the future of all humanity. We're not going to be the last ones to recognize that the fight is broken out. We're not going to be late to the fight. That's what President Trump is doing. He's throwing the first punch. We're not going to be consumed with Ukraine and Israel and even the South China Sea for that matter. But we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Because that poses an interesting question, I want to put that out there tonight. But we're not going to worry about those things first. We're going to worry about our own backyard first. Monroe Doctrine. Some people don't even know what Monroe Doctrine is, because your schools have been captured by globalists for 60 years, really. It's not by accident you don't know what the Monroe Doctrine is. It's not by accident they use the Monroe Doctrine when it comes to their foreign policy for their territorial integrity, but we shouldn't use it here in America. We should pay them to talk about Monroe Doctrine in their part of the world, but we shouldn't apply it to ours. Things are changing. We're going to reorient the entire polarity of the world. And it started right there in Venezuela. You're watching the Alex Jones Show here Sunday Night Live on InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Royce White, in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're talking Venezuela and globalism for the rest of the time. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
He does a great job. Royce is really smart. And so it is what it is. It's how the world works. So you better hope Trump's successful. You better hope we analyze everything and put pressure at points that we think are bad. Because if this is a successful, we're totally screwed. All right, I got a lot more on this. We've got Patrick Byrne coming up. I'm going to give the number out early in the next hour. I want to hear from... I want to hear from former special operations people on your view of where you see all this going and your take on it in the first round of calls. We'll open the phones up after he leaves us for everybody in the hour after that. And I got a lot of other stuff to hit as well, but this is a big deal. There's a very good chance the mullah is going to flee and Iran's about to fall. So we're in those times, as Lenin said. There are decades when nothing happens and weeks where decades happen. We're in it, and Trump knows it. And he's pragmatically doing the best job he can and, quite frankly, better than I can do. And our military is doing a superb job in the missions they've been given. But we need to be very careful. And I'm going to get into that coming up next hour. Listen, I'm funded by you. Not funded by the Israelis, the Qataris, the Republicans, the Democrats, anybody. You. TheAlexJonesShow.com. And I'm a good salesman. What's a good salesman do? He sells a good product. We have the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and more at TheAlexJonesShow.com. We have a special deal running for a few more days. Buy any supplement, the Ultimate Ethylene Blue, you name it, get a free bottle of the Shilajit Gummies or Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster. You pick what you want, a free gift, free bottle of high-quality supplements with any order. And that includes t-shirts, too. That's a huge deal at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
We'll be right back. receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Instrumental in what's happened in Venezuela. Will be joining us coming up in the next segment. We'll open the phones up for special operations folks, former or current, to give their take. But right now, I saw this graphic breakdown. It's very accurate from what I've seen. And we won't have time to put the full thing right now, but in post, we post it on X later. We'll have the full report on what happened Saturday morning in Caracas. Here's the breakdown.
How do you capture a high-value target when the whole world is watching? You create a masterclass in deception. The CIA set the stage with a single building as bait and filled the sky with 150 aircraft to create a deafening sonic shield for the helicopters to drop Delta forces. F-35s lit up the perimeter, turning night into day. By the time the dust settled, the helicopters had already touched down and Maduro was gone. We'll also look at how the U.S. uses the F-35 jets and its Navy to launch a large-scale attack, all in the video ahead. In the dead of night that is 2 in the morning, the lights went out in Caracas. By 5 a.m., the president of Venezuela was gone. But how U.S. played in deception games. While the whole world were focused on the aircraft carriers in the Caribbean, a shadow war was being fought on the ground. This wasn't an invasion. It was a surgical extraction. We finally have the declassified timeline of how U.S. forces breached the heart of Caracas and extracted Nicolas Maduro. Let's start with step one. The setup. This didn't happen overnight. For months, the U.S. had been tightening a naval quarantine around Venezuela. The U.S. Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group and the U.S. Iwo Jima Amphibious Ready Group were parked off the coast. The pretext was clear. The U.S. designated the Venezuelan government a narco-terrorist state, specifically targeting the drugs lords. But while the Navy squeezed the coast, intelligence assets were tracking one man. They waited for a specific window, a moment where Maduro was stationary and vulnerable. Step two, the strike. It began at exactly 2 in the morning Venezuelan standard time. High above, several F-35 stealth fighters punch a hole through the enemy lines, destabilizing their anti-air defenses. Like these Russian S-300 missiles located all over the strategic high-value target. With the skies clear, the path opens for Delta Force helicopters to fly straight towards the mission. Here comes the deception as the helicopters flew. The jets started firing with more strikes as it hit Fort Tuna, the main military base and command center, and La Carlota Air Base, destabilizing Venezuelan air support. Reports from the ground described widespread explosions and a sudden communications blackout. The chaos wasn't the goal, it was the cover. But how did the raid happen? We have to look at step three. Under the cover of darkness and chaos, the Tier 1 operators went to work. But what is the exact unit tasked with the mission? It is the Delta Force, one of the most elite secretive special forces units in the U.S. military. Witnesses in Caracas reported low-flying aircraft skimming the rooftops, flying well below radar coverage. The team breached a secure compound believed to be a safe house within the massive Fort Tuna complex. Resistance from the Venezuelan presidential guard was swift but ultimately futile, as the helicopters lay cover fire. The operators moved with surgical speed landing on multiple points. But how exactly the capture and extraction happened? For this, let's look at step four. Specialized helicopters hovered over the objective to insert the assault team. While dozens of attack helicopters laid down suppression fire, the Delta Special Forces descended and started the search for the high-value targets. How did they find him? Simple. The CIA had planted spy inside Nicolas Maduro close circle. While back in the U.S., Delta Force built an exact replica of his safe house, rehearsing the raid until they could do it blindfolded. While operators breached the room so fast, his security could not even react to the situation as the sound of flash grenades disoriented the security guard. Using blowtorch, they caught him before he could even lock all the doors. Maduro's shock and awe froze him as Delta Force breached the compound. Nicolas Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores, were physically secured. This wasn't a negotiation.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
As a teaching moment. That, you know, there's a lot of, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones. And they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. That it, part of that is, but the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it. Just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking to for who to cast in what roles. Because you understand the broader course of history. How these things tend to operate. How assassinations tend to occur. How cover-ups tend to happen. How false flags occur. How staged events occur. How also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy. In order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at what's, how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
End of an old era is here, the fourth turning, all the old international systems are collapsing, the globalists wanted to bring in austerity, centralized, globalist, allied with China, social credit score, medical tyranny, UN, Bill Gates, dystopic hellscape. The world's rejecting that. Populists are being elected everywhere. Governments in Latin America, Europe, Asia, Canada are responding with banning free speech, arresting political opposition. That's to be expected. It'll blow up in their face bigger. But the United States, warts and all, is still the best house in a bad neighborhood, and Trump and J.D. Vance, their messaging is dead on. Venezuela, with Cuba, China, and Mexico under it, is literally engaged in the election fraud confirmed, literally pumping money in to prop up the Democrats. You want to reestablish Monroe Doctrine, our sovereignty in our hemisphere? It's the right move. But that said, what if they don't go? What if they don't have a real election? So Trump's had to threaten Venezuela's new leader, the vice president of Maduro, the communist, with a fate worse than Maduro's, communist Delcy Rodriguez. So a lot of people are saying, well, why aren't we going to give it to the lady that got the Nobel Prize or whatever? Trump doesn't know there's going to be an election. But the communists have the infrastructure right now, and so if we don't want to put boots on the ground, we need to get them with an exit strategy. Meet the Press is attacking Rubio. Why did you grab the other people that have been indicted? Oh, run five more of those operations? No, we're giving them a chance. We already gave Maduro a chance to leave with hundreds of millions of dollars and go into absentia. But he didn't. So Trump is being very cautious and very measured, but in his rhetoric, he's not threatening to hit Cuba, Colombia, Mexico, which is all part of the same combine. But make no mistake, it's about China doesn't get the $18 trillion in oil and the election fraud stops. And as Patrick Byrne said and others have said, it was elements of the CIA, Obama, and others really above even China through Venezuela doing this. So the deep state is using Ukraine, it's using London, and it's using Venezuela as its city-state systems to try to undermine and control the global empire that America was in control of. So how does America go to soft power, secure our homeland, bring the jobs back, and then through soft power, be still the dominant force in the world, but no longer doing it by offensive military action, which has demonized us in the world and also bankrupted us. So, and the plan was to transfer everything to China, deindustrialize us. We were right down to that moment. The last minute, Trump grabbed victory from the jaws of defeat. Patrick Byrne on X, enemy within docuseries.com, founded Overstock, some other companies, has been partially classified, worked infiltrating Russians and setting them up, worked for the CIA, and then did work infiltrating Hillary Clinton and doing all that. And that's recently been released. And so he's really, though, been focused on Venezuela. He's a big libertarian, headed up after Milton Friedman died, the Milton Friedman Institute. Just like me, I've never supported any regime change. I wouldn't call this regime change. This is simply removing someone indicted by us for all his crimes and then giving them a chance to fix their own house. But, Patrick, so much to get into. We can talk about the raid, where it's going, how the left's responding. But I'm really concerned, though, about the situation on the ground, your intel, and how this is going to shake out. Because a lot of Americans are like, wait, Trump's letting a socialist communist that was under Maduro be in charge? That's just a placeholder, isn't it? Patrick Byrne, try to give us 35,000-foot view here. Very historic. But I've never seen you so happy. I was watching you during the break. You're very happy right now.
I'm ready to, I've got my happy feet on today. Yeah, I'd say, so first of all, the attack, the military attack. You know what I've heard about Peter Hegseth from all quarters? That he's smart and decisive. So there's all these naysayers on him, but from all quarters, what I hear is the guy's smart and decisive and actually very capable. That militarily, this was great. I've got two questions about, so first, I've heard two things. One is that Delcy actually dropped the dime on Nicholas. Delcy let the CIA know. Guys like this always have three or four different, they create the appearance of being in three or four different houses each night. See, it's like a shell game. You don't know which to hit. Delcy Rodriguez tipped off the CIA where he was as her own way of maybe making some deal. I was horrified to hear when the president said that he was going to keep her in place. And I thought, geez, this is one of those times that I just don't see eye to eye with him. I'm actually seeing and hearing a bit more logic. This could be a masterful play. So as I've walked through with you, Delcy and her brother, Jorge, are the stepchildren of Carlos the Jackal. Their father was a Venezuelan terrorist who kidnapped an American executive. He went to prison. He killed in prison or killed by the CIA. We don't know. They grew up as the stepchildren to Carlos the Jackal, diehard anti-American communist. So my first reaction is, ugh, how can we make this deal as a state president? But thinking about it, and as more has come out, and I've heard more about the plan, I actually get sort of an evil con. Listen, I've seen Civil War. I've seen the aftermath of Civil War. It's nothing that we want, even on our worst enemy. People have, it's so bad. And if the cost of not having Venezuela go through a civil war is some kind of a combination of Delcy, letting her rule for a couple months, or maybe it's just a few weeks, we don't know, until some other institutions can be shored up and, you know, some financial controls put on the government so they stop stealing from their own people, and a healthy, we actually are very good at helping other nations do their elections. Third world nations have real elections. We're great at that. We're terrible at them ourselves, but we actually, the State Department has a very good system, and we have a real election, and maybe in a year, the Maria gets elected. You know, if what that buys us is a way to get from here to there without a civil war, it's time. So, you know, Warren Buffett said sometimes a man has to rise above his principles. Maybe this is a moment that America has to rise above our principles. If that's the price of avoiding a civil war and getting to peace, then Trump will be masterful. Look at what we did to Iraq. I'll close on this point. Look at what we did to Iraq with this jerk, Paul Bremer. Instead of doing a denazification, which took us 3 or 4 years in Germany, and we gradually, you know, just because somebody ran the water purification equipment in some village and was officially, you know, on paper a Nazi, took 3 or 4 years to get through and clean up the government. We didn't do that in Iraq. Paul Bremer just threw them out overnight, and we had this chaos. We had that, you know, remember.
That's right. You need to leave the bureaucracy, which again, like, I have a small crew. They're great.
Yeah.
If somebody came in and took over and got rid of them, tried to do another show, they couldn't. They don't know how things work. So I mean, that was my concern, was the bureaucracy. It makes perfect sense to go in, take control of the bureaucracy, make it then prepare for the election. My concern is she's been doing a lot of rhetoric. Maybe that's just rhetoric, but obviously there was some inside help for Delta Force and all this for it to go so flawlessly. Here's Marco Rubio being confronted on national TV about why didn't you take them all out? Well, because then it'd be a totally failed state. Then it would go into civil war, which they've been hoping, which I said was the trap with the CIA. Here it is.
I'm confused. Are they still wanted by the United States? Why didn't you arrest them if you are taking out the narco-terrorist regime?
You're confused? I don't know why that's confusing to you.
They're still in power.
I mean, it's very simple. You're not going to go in and wrap up. But you can't go, you're going to go in and suck up five people. They're already complaining about this one operation. Imagine the howls we would have from everybody else if we actually had to go and stay there 4 days to capture four other people. We got the top priority. The number one person on the list was the guy who claimed to be the president of the country that he was not. And he was arrested along with his wife, who was also indicted. And that was a pretty sophisticated and frankly complicated operation.
It was.
It is not easy to land helicopters in the middle of the largest military base in the country. The guy lived on a military base. Land within 3 minutes, kick down his door, grab him, put him in handcuffs, read him his rights, put him in a helicopter, and leave the country without losing any American or any American assets. That's not an easy mission. And you're asking me why didn't we do that in five other places at the same time? I mean, that's absurd. I do think this is one of the most, you know, daring, you know, complicated, sophisticated missions this country has carried out in a very long time. Tremendous credit to the U.S. military personnel who did it. It was unbelievable. And tremendous success. And today, an indicted drug trafficker who was not the legitimate president of Venezuela,
right,
who we don't recognize, the Biden administration didn't recognize, 60-something countries don't recognize, the European Union doesn't recognize, and many countries in Latin America don't recognize. He was a indicted drug trafficker. He was arrested. His wife was arrested.
Right,
also
but the
indicted,
others,
and they
the
are
others who are also indicted
in
are still
system of courts.
The others who are also indicted are still in place. So that's the point of my questioning there. But you talked about not being the legitimate.
So you wanted
president.
Us to land in five other military bases?
No, I'm asking why you chose that this was the limit of the military operation. But to your point that you just made that Maduro was not the legitimate president.
He was the guy who was claiming to be the president.
Right. Well, the opposition.
He was the top target.
Okay.
Okay. So let me say this, Patrick, because I want to. You're really smart. You're an insider on this. You've really been at the heart of it. So I want to. Where do you see this going? What are the pitfalls? Why is Trump talking about striking other countries? How does China and Russia respond? Does China use this model and go in and grab the leadership of Taiwan? It was a secret deal made with China and Russia. They can move into Ukraine, move into Taiwan, and then Trump's going to move into Latin America and kick them out. What's really going on here? But the bigger question is, I want to get to is, obviously, because you're the one with the lawyers and people that got into their former intelligence heads and stuff that chronicled all this and predicted it, Maduro now in their hands for the Democrats and the deep state and the money laundering and the election machines, they've got to be really scared now, obviously, to get him to turn state's evidence and blow the whistle on the deep state, then Trump just bypasses the entire DOJ and just in this trial brings down the entire system. That's what I'm hearing is really going on. Patrick Byrne.
Well, great, a lot of points there and great points wrapped up. One, I don't think the Chinese have anywhere near the capability to pull off joint. They only really developed joint doctrine in the last 10 or 15 years, like getting the different pieces to work together. So they've got no demonstrated ability to do something like this. Secondly, you raise a very interesting point about Hugo Carbajal. You know, for the last couple of weeks, people were saying, why doesn't he just leave? The U.S. has been offering him all these great deals. We've talked about it. I said he couldn't, it may be the case he can't leave. Remember, because he's protected by a bunch of Cubans. In fact, yesterday, Cuba came out and announced they had 32 Cubans killed defending Hugo Carbajal. His intelligence.
For people who don't know, explain who that is. People don't know the name. I mean,
not Hugo. I'm sorry, Maduro. There in Venezuela, he was protected by Cuban bodyguards. His intelligence apparatus is Cuba. Think of this as communist diehard Fidel Castro. His shadow is still, he put in place 65 years ago a Bolivarian revolution ultimately to destroy the U.S. This is, he, you know, Fidel Castro was like the father figure to Hugo Chavez. Hugo Chavez was a bastard and Fidel sort of became his father. These guys, this is a Cuban operation. Cuba latched onto the wealth of Venezuela and exploited it. Again, it's all about overthrowing the U.S. So it could be Maduro could not have, if Maduro had tried to flee and get to the airport, he would have been killed before he got to the airport. So it's not entirely out of the question that some deal was even made beforehand, that Hugo said, well, if you can come in here and wipe out my security and get me out of here, I'll turn everything over to you. He's been offering for, now I'm not, you know, it's either that or Delcy sold him out. I don't, I've heard both versions of the story, but I think he's going to cooperate. I think guys like this aren't tough at all. He's probably trying to talk to people right now. If he's out of court, he's saying, I'll tell you everything. He's already come out and said, by the way, he said a year ago, or I mean, when Trump was first in, look, the FBI, Biden told me to send you all these terrorists and killers. We met with him in Panama.
That's right. He already signaled. So really, this is face saving. I agree with that. His own people didn't know, but this extraction, I agree with that theory. I think that's where it's going, is he's about to turn state's evidence.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's not tough. I do know that at Rikers Island, Hugo Carbajal, the military, the guy who made a proffer a month ago, the military intelligence general from Venezuela that we have in Rikers, he's P. Diddy's cellmate, first of all, and they spent the weekend arranging a welcoming party, literally a welcoming party of all the men for Maduro when he showed up. Yeah, I think that he's going to turn state's evidence. He may have agreed to do it before this may have been a rescue from his point of view. See, the Cubans were telling him, we need you to be a martyr. The socialism couldn't live with the idea of Nicolas Maduro fleeing, so they needed him to die as a martyr. Look, Salvador Allende, who died in Chile fighting Pinochet, he died, he allegedly shot himself, he didn't shoot himself. His Cuban bodyguards at the end shot him and then said he died fighting for the revolution, like, you know, and that's what they were going to do with Nicolas Maduro. So this may have been a rescue mission. He could well have already negotiated, I'm going to give you everything. He does seem, in some of the close-up pictures, he seems
relieved. He seems very happy. You know, that was my gut level this morning.
He looks like he's having the time of his life. You know, he's going to have to spend maybe the rest of his life, maybe less, in a place in a camp like in Allentown, Pennsylvania, growing tomatoes and living about like in a college dorm. But he's going to give up. They're going to give up. He's going to give up the whole regime. But what I really, you raise a great point. I don't think this should stay in the DOJ. This is a national security matter. This is why we wrote the laws. This guy should be taken over by the Department of Defense, which has a whole different set of laws about what they can and can't do. Everything should be constitutional and legal. But this isn't just arresting a criminal. This is a guy who's been running. He's been part of a war. Americans don't even understand this kind of war. But this is an enemy combatant that we captured and need to treat like we captured Himmler during the war. We need to find out what he knows.
100%, because they're not, he was already wanting to leave. and Trump had a deal, but that he couldn't leave. Obviously, they weren't going to let him leave. All the evidence points towards that. And so, hell, he might have texted and asked where he was so they'd know. Because he looks in the videos, I mean, body language doesn't lie. It's all the videos. He looks relieved.
Yeah, he thought he was never going to get out of there alive. We know the Cubans were telling him, you can't leave. You've got to die fighting as a patriot for your country, Venezuela. Then they can paint him on the billboards. Then they can make another...
Just like when this is all Fidel's ideas. Say what you want, he's super smart. Oh, Che Guevara's getting too big for his britches. Send him to South America, then get him killed, then make him a martyr.
Che Guevara was like in touch with, Che Guevara was sold out by Fidel Castro. I forget if that's even declassified, but I know that from some people involved. Fidel was scared of the man was becoming a myth, a challenge to Fidel. Fidel sold him out to the CIA and the Green Berets killed him. It was all set up. So they need to make, so then they made this big martyr out of him. I think that the plan for Maduro, things did not look good for him a couple of weeks ago, and he found by hook or by crook, he's out of it, whether it was planned or just...
Yeah, well, this is a global exclusive. I was already thinking this last night and this morning, watching the videos, the body language. Other people saw it too. They go, what? Is this staged? He looks... No, it wasn't staged. The rescue, they were holding him to make him a martyr. He'd already said the deal was made. It'd been reported twice to leave, but he couldn't. Obviously, they're not going to let him leave. Because they wanted to push Trump into a full invasion. Instead, Trump did the limited action. I got to say, really gracefully done. And from my sources, now you've got yours, he's going to sing like a canary. And now that you just laid those other pieces out, there's our headline. Global exclusive. President Trump launched mission in Caracas to save Maduro from Cuban intelligence forces working for China. Or how do we say that? Because that's it. You know, global exclusive. Trump's U.S. military raid in Venezuela was really an operation to extract and save Nicolas Maduro to be a witness against the globalists. I mean, it's so true. That's obviously it.
Well, I think that's right. I think you should take note. It sounds like you didn't even, but yesterday or last night, I think it was, Cuba came out. Cuba had a day of mourning for the 32 Cuban patriots who died defending Maduro. There's a reason that was his bodyguard. That was his. So we had to wipe them out.
And you saw the dictator say we're ready to pay in blood of Cuba.
I think we're ready. Maduro knows all the secrets. Venezuela has been a key component of the whole Chinese, Iran, Russia program against us, especially Chinese and Iran. They know, it's really, think of it as Cuba, Venezuela. Joe McCarthy is going to turn out to have been correct. We were penetrated by a bunch of communist spies who worked for Cuba and Venezuela. Incidentally, when you spy for Cuba, you don't get paid. The only people they take to spy for them are diehard, ideologically committed people. So we know of 25 spies within the American government. Some have already been arrested. Some are going to be arrested, but Maduro's going to give their names too. That's how common.
And by the way, Patrick, people that don't know you, I've known you for a long time, but I always knew you were credible, but everything you've said is batting 1,000. You're the real deal, CIA, all that. You helped expose the deep state, helped Trump get in.
You wouldn't say that.
But you already said it the other day. Sorry, the point is that we're going to come back. Because that's it. That's why Maduro's so happy. He tried to get out. He tried to take the deal. They wouldn't let him. This was a rescue mission.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you, and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Fortune tanto vulnera, simila timus ocellis. Fortune amici vulnera, sutra di fratellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
When you look at all the photos and videos of Nicolas Maduro and his wife, when they get him up out of the armored vehicle at one point, and you know, he's so tall it's painful, he gets up, and then his wife walks through like she is just so pleased, smiling at everybody, so happy. All the photos he's posing with day after day, doing the victory sign, they were never going to let him leave. He reportedly had a deal with Trump, was going to leave a couple places in Europe. Didn't happen because they're not going to let you leave. They want to make him a martyr. They want to elicit the U.S. coming in full bore. That's what China wants. But instead, it all points towards that. It actually being a rescue mission so that he can then turn states' evidence against the Democrats on the Smartmatic, on the money laundering, on the drug dealing, on all. For those who don't know, it's a historic fact. When Rubio talks about the media, he's like, why does he say that? Cuba's the real brain trust, trained by the Russians, all the rest of it, now the Chinese. It's been backing up, backstopping Venezuela. It's been the real muscle. And then under Venezuela is Mexico. And so why wouldn't he leave? Because they weren't going to let him leave. And now that makes absolute perfect sense. I was already thinking that. I was going to ask you that when you said a real Venezuela expert that that's what things are leaning towards, or that his vice president sold him out. And she may have done that, you know, rhetorically or whatever. But this is a big deal. Let's elaborate on that, Patrick Byrne.
Okay. Well, there's two. I'll tell you what I know and what I hypothesize. What I know and what I've been told is that Delcy did drop a dime on him, and through the CIA, she's got CIA people around her about where he would be that night. But another way of interpreting this, and I'm sure about the following, he did want to leave. And people have been over up in America, in the U.S. saying, why does he leave? He's been offered Turkey.
He said he was ready to leave 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and the reason was, I think I came on your show and said this, I'm not sure. The reason was he couldn't leave. The Cubans around him.
No, you didn't say that.
Saying, we need you to do the Allende. You're going to die fighting for your country. The socialist myth cannot survive its leaders fleeing off to, you know, live in Turkey in an expensive resort with $250 million. So you're going to die defending your country. So if he'd even tried to drive from, I was told, and I know the people who literally trained Delta in the mock-up out in this, in a swamp. They made a mock-up of the hideout, and some people who actually were, that know that area very well. So I know some people very inside this. They say that if he had tried to leave his palace, if he had said fine to the U.S. and tried to leave his palace and driven to the airport in Caracas, there's no way he would have survived.
They would have shot his plane down with a missile and said Trump did it.
They would have killed him. You know, his own, Venezuela is a mafia rather than a government. There's 3,000 people at the top of it who would have said, you're going to leave us. We're all going to be hung from street lamps.
And by the way, back up, they said that in their news when he was trying to leave. They said, what? You're going to leave us? They were trying to all get money too and get out.
So, and for me, I would have taken it, but Trump drives, I don't know why he didn't let the top 1,000 people flee. But anyway, it is possible. We look at what happened. Now Maduro could not have let his own bodyguards in on it because they're Cubans. They wouldn't have gone along with it. So they had to do they had to take the deep plunge. So it's possible that Maduro communicated to the U.S., if you can shoot your way in here and get me out of here, I'll give you everything. And so the U.S. goes in. We killed yesterday. Cuba announced a day of mourning for the 32 Cuban bodyguards around Hugo. And by the way, the intelligence apparatus is also designed and staffed by Cubans too, largely. It's Cuban intelligence is so powerful, powerful in the U.S. too. So it's possible what really happened was, from Maduro's point of view, a rescue mission. Not that it made it any easier for our Delta, because his bodyguards would not have known that. And our Delta folks really did have to gun in, and the 160th of these badass helicopter pilots really did have to go schwack his bodyguard, but I mean, his whole retinue and everything. But it meant that when they got to Maduro, for all we know, his attitude was, you know, he's relieved. But we don't know that for a fact. It could have been the other way. But I'd say 50-50 based on what I know, that this was what I know. This was actually, kind of from Maduro's point of view, a great successful rescue.
Now, let's talk about the different scenarios. You got the floor here. Of why Trump is saying, okay, Cuba, okay, Colombia, you want to get hit? Okay, Mexico, where this goes from here, what we do about this communist vice president, how you see things unfolding there?
Well, one thing that's going to come out is all of those presidencies were bought. All the Petro in Colombia, Sheinbaum in Mexico, they've all been rigged. They've been all rigged on this junk technology. It's not, and you see Trump trolls people. If you pay attention to what he's releasing, he's telling you the future. And since for the last week, he's been putting a lot of stuff up there about Dominion, about elections, about Smartmatic, all kinds of like hit things from the past, things that if the public ever saw, it was years ago, like an expert named Eric Spikine talking about the paper he analyzed in Georgia. And another expert, I mean, really detailed stuff the president turns out to have been keeping in his back pocket. And now in the last 4 or 5 days, he's putting it all up there on Truth Social to remind us all of this is coming together. All eyes on Georgia right now, by the way. So I think you're going to see Maduro come out and talk about all the people he's paid off. The cartel paid off. I can tell you a bunch of them. I can tell you that a lot of Hollywood celebs who you've heard about in the last 20 years defending Venezuela were paid a lot. I'm talking one of them got paid $50 million. One of them got paid $20 million. A lot of celebrities that, and you know, they're going to have a little IRS problem if they never declared. If that was done in cash, you've got IRS, you've got money laundering, you've got all kinds of problems, probably FARA violation. But I feel obligated to say, I don't know why, but a guy, do you know who Noam Chomsky is? Ever heard this left-wing guy, Noam Chomsky? He's very much associated. He's an MIT left-wing radical professor who did a lot of defending of Venezuela. Oddly enough, he's a true believer. He's not on the list of people who took a bribe. But the Hollywood celebrities that you're familiar with, you're going to be shocked who among them, not all of them, but who among them took bribes. Susan Sarandon did not. Susan Sarandon, who happens to be an old acquaintance of mine, she's one of the people.
Sean Penn?
Let's say higher powers, it's up to them to release this list of who's on it. I just give you two names I can tell you or not. Susan Sarandon and Noam Chomsky. But other names, I'm just going to say no comment. How about that?
Well, here's the deal. We can argue whether or not it was a rescue mission. I think all the evidence points towards that, the body language. It's not just one photo. It's all the photos, all the videos. He looks like he's having an orgasm. Like he was relieved. She's like, oh, they're like, oh, relief.
He was going to do the Allende. He was scheduled to do the, to shoot himself, die or to die valiantly defending his country.
Yeah. So I think everything points towards that. That's what I would say. All evidence says we'll have to prove it. But separately though, definitely he's going to roll over on the Democrats and the deep state. And now it wasn't the same as talking about Smartmatic. You had judges literally fine Mike Lindell guilty for saying Smartmatic could be accessed by the internet when they're designed to do that and have internet plugs. And so now it's all coming out, all of it. What are they going to do?
I think they're really SOL. I think our judge, look, we've got a judge in D.C. that I've been fighting with Dominion. This is getting filed today that says, hey, judge, it's time to unseal. The judge has been sitting on, so we have discovery with Dominion. In that discovery, a lot of things were discovered. And now we're under judicial order not to say it. Well, my lawyer, Stephanie, is also the lawyer for Sheriff Darleaf. And it all ended up as part of, you know, her point of view was, look, if we open the discovery, we found a severed head. It doesn't matter what private agreement we have with Dominion. I got to turn it into law enforcement. She turned it into law enforcement. It all got up into national security. A big part of this year has been national security arranging to get a big bunch of those documents without violating any laws.
And I can confirm by people in the cabinet meetings months ago, and good work for Susie Wallace, she was there all part of it and pushing it, that they have the truckloads Trump talked about months after I talked about it, that they have all this proof, and now you see him doling clips out to give you an idea on Truth Social every day.
Yeah, Trump reminds me of Mark Twain had a saying about somebody having all the confidence of a Methodist minister with four aces. Trump has four aces. We know, I know Trump's hand. We had something to do with providing a lot of that material. Although the government, since they've came, I would mark down Uncle Sam. It took him until really June to really get organized and start consuming what had been, but once he started consuming it, and it took him, Uncle Sam, about 2 or 3 months to get it, he's been hot and bothered about this. So they have all the evidence. Yeah, there's Noam Chomsky defending Maduro, Hugo Chavez. Yep. He didn't take a bribe. He's actually the one, and Susan Sarandon did not take a bribe.
Sure, I'll so moving you, on from that, let's talk about Venezuela and this vice president. And do you think they're going to back off and let there be elections, or Trump's now having to threaten new military waves if they don't?
Well, yeah, I think that there is something masterful that could be done. There's a concept called digital citizenship. Now, it's associated with CBDCs, but there's a way to make them so they're not authoritarian, so they're liberty-preserving. It's been introduced in Utah. Utah has a very advanced...
That way, Venezuelans can vote who've been part of the diaspora around the world.
You can create kind of an alternative government on digital citizenship And like in Utah, it's running for 10 years. And they expect the normal government to just kind of dissolve as more and more citizens work through these other digital citizenship. The same stuff could be rolled out in Venezuela. You would eliminate corruption, and the Delcy Rodriguez Marxist communist corrupt part of the government would just kind of dissolve as people gradually switched on to digital citizenship. It makes their corruption.
Oh, the state would wither away. They must have read that.
Yeah, the opposite of the Marxian state would wither away. God, that's good for you. You know, that's the stupidest part of Marx. Thomas Sowell points out that Marx was really quite astute talking about the past. But anytime he talked about the future, he sounded like a kid. And one of them was talking about, well, we're going to have this wonderful world and then the state will wither away. But he never explained just how they were going to feel about withering away, for one thing. Anyway, so this is so historic. This is a pivot. This is a pivot that they're going to talk about if they're smart for 1,000 years, Mr. Jones, and you're rolling it too. Everything had the 2,500 years of Western history hung in the balance, and we just seem to have snaked through it so far. And this, even this thing that putting Delcy in charge, which horrified me when I first heard about it, I actually get the logic. It may be, you know, we got through the German denazification without a civil war, and that was good. We can't just really run the place, fully run it right now, because the opposition doesn't have anyone even in office anywhere. So either we have a civil war, or we got to make do with Delcy and just sort of get some very severe reforms. Reforms probably.
Sure, but Cuba's not going to give up. Their dictator said, we're going to fight and we're going to send people in. I mean, I know that's kind of a paper tiger, but how many Cubans do we think are there? They got these militias and people.
They have a lot. They have a lot. They have a lot of Hezbollah. They've got a lot of Cubans. Cuba has organized, you know, the way Cuba sees it, they were the big brother or the patriarch, and Venezuela is the little brother, but the lucky little brother got all the oil, and they were guiding them. Now, in the last 5 years, Venezuela has been chafing, like some little brothers do, chafing at their big brother and trying to be the senior in the relationship. But in any case, it is that partnership that is all the trouble in our hemisphere. When it comes out, the number of people that have been bribed, the number of people we're up against in our own hemisphere who hold themselves out as real men of the people, I'm for the people, they're just total crooks. One of them took $700 million. The Kitchners from Argentina, as I recall, that couple, I saw them on the list, $700 million they took. Danny Ortega in Nicaragua was $300 or $400 million he had taken. All these lefty men of the people politicians in Latin America, they've all been bought off with hundreds of millions of dollars from the cartel. So much for Marx. So much for.
Well, let's talk about the state of Cuba. And we also have 10 days of protests in Iran. The mullah is reportedly, the Ayatollah getting ready to flee to Russia, potentially. What do you make of all those other big pieces?
Well, I mean, it will be a monument. It's already historic, but it'll be seen as Trump jiu-jitsued our way out of World War III. Cuba is ready to fall. They'll fall economically. Iran, I don't know why they're hanging on. I've been to Iran. I've been to Iran with people in government, and even the people in government don't believe in the revolution anymore. Even mullahs don't believe in the revolution. Everybody, I've had senior Iranian people tell me quietly, where they can't be taped, things like, you know, I visit Dubai, I visit Qatar, and I cry. I cry because I look at what our country could have been and should have been if it weren't for this damn revolution. This was the worst thing. And I'm talking about people who were like senior members of leading the revolution.
Well, that's like Gorbachev coming to the U.S. and seeing how nice it was and feeling bad. Yeah, it's like the night and day.
Yeah. So it's ready to fall, but, you know, you cut the head off a chicken and the chicken still run around. There's no point in them staying on. There's nothing they can build. They've tried their experiment. It's failed. It's just sadism or
sure. What do you make about the domestic operation, though? Talk about a chicken with its head cut off. They've got a lot of these people that mean well, Senator Paul and MTG and others, and I get their point. We don't want regime change. All these other wars were lies. I wasn't for them. This is in our hemisphere, though. This was being used to attack us. There's a big move in the left to try to break up MAGA over this, and I think Trump really needs to communicate why he did it, but also I'm concerned about him saying, under what pretext strike Cuba or Mexico or Colombia?
Well, Trump is playing this well enough. Venezuela, by turning Venezuela, it kind of takes care of Cuba by itself. Mexico and Colombia are dying regimes. It kind of cuts their air supply. It really puts them in a fix. Time becomes our enemy. They're the ones who are trying to hang on, and time becomes our friend. If we take out Venezuela, we don't have to go and take out Cuba. It's all time will take care of cleaning up a lot of this. So, and then the shock to Iran, our whole enemy system. This is a huge shock to China. Think of a miner in a coal mine, and you can say he broke his pick. He hit a rock that's so hard he broke his pick. That's what this has turned out to be. That's what Trump was. A rock so hard they broke their pick, and their pick was Venezuela. They really broke their pick and on Trump. So this really puts them, it just so changes the global outlook for us versus our enemies.
What do you think China's thinking right now?
I think China is on the one hand thinking, with all of this world and disarray, now's our moment to take Taiwan. On the other hand, they're thinking that it's the odds are too high that they fail. If they try to take Taiwan with everything else and with Trump in office, the odds, the Chinese are only going to do that when it's a lead pipe cinch, and it's not a lead pipe cinch. So, on the other hand, she is looking very shaky himself. She has architected this whole world this whole overthrow of the U.S. that was decades in the making. And he's the one who saw it through, and now they've broken their pick. They should probably retrench and just try to adopt a more friendly, get rid of Xi and adopt a more friendly form of their own communism.
That's right. And then the Chinese have been really turning against Xi because he's like the return of Mao Zedong.
Yeah, he's trying to even be that extreme. Trying to cult a personality. So anyway, this is just an enormous, that one jujitsu move changes the whole world. I do hope that Trump is a tough negotiator. He's got to have his reason if he leaves Delcian. I wish he wouldn't, but if we're talking about something that's a few weeks or several months, so we get through this without civil war, it's something
that the makes US sense. If they made a deal, and then she'll shoot her mouth off just for rhetoric, for face saving, but, then people say, oh, we're there to steal the oil. As Trump said, we don't even need the oil. We need it under our control so China doesn't get it. That really strengthens the dollar, doesn't it, having that $18 trillion under our control?
It does. It does, because the petrodollar has been around for 54 years now, and it strengthens the dollar to have this relationship stay, that relationship. Anyway, it certainly gives us energy security, although we already have energy. I mean, we have energy security now. But this gives our hemisphere energy. There's so much we can do. It's going to come out that Venezuela was the origin of Venezuela and Cuba have been the origin of so much evil, so much retardation of our development. I mean that in the economic sense of the hemisphere. All this corruption, all this evil socialism really emanated from that source. And with them gone, our hemisphere, it's really, we've lost three generations in our hemisphere that we can make up quickly.
No, I agree with you, but how are the Democrats going to respond now that they know the clock's ticking, the Smartmatic, it's all coming out, their election fraud, they're more and more cornered, they look completely agitated and completely scared now. I mean, they are blown away right now. How should we be on the lookout for them? Because just because they're a wounded animal, I think that makes them more dangerous.
Yeah, but we're so far inside their OODA loop on anything they had plans. Remember, they thought they were winning November 5th last year. They had no expectation of losing. They thought it was rigged. So they've been off script since November 5th last year, just trying to mount a counteroffensive, and nothing's been successful. And this, at this point, with this loss, They'd be smart to be suing for peace. They'd be really smart to be suing for peace, so to speak, with Trump and coming clean and getting some blanket amnesty. And this whole soft coup is, I mean, we've been living through a color revolution for 10 years. And I think, I mean, it's too much to hope for, but I think that they should be like thinking about how to get out of this with their skin, with their hides.
Absolutely. All right, Patrick, I'm going to let you go. We'll get you back again soon. I'm going to come up next hour and take calls. But just amazing points. So historic. And I just feel weird. I wasn't endorsing this operation. I understood why Trump was doing it, thought it made sense, had a lot of concerns. It's just so weird for me to be supporting something like this, but they've been attacking us. It's an engine of control, and so far it's going well. And so I just hope and pray that this Iran thing doesn't go sideways and somehow try to drag us into that, because, you know, the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. And so things are going well. The fact that everything's been going so well and Trump keeps having such great success makes me nervous, because pride goes before the fall.
Well said. Well said. And you want to hear God laugh? Make a plan. However, if the Trump doctrine is using very intelligent, very strategic applications of violence, like we did with Iran, you know, 6 months ago, like we just happened this weekend, then it's not so, it's the big commitments that don't make any sense.
Well, that's what Ed said. He said, we're not doing big, giant regime change, hundreds of thousands of troops, 10,000 miles away. He goes strategic.
Yeah. Hegseth, listen, the good thing I keep hearing about Hegseth from people, I've never met him, but what everyone tells me is he's smart and decisive, and it more than makes up for whatever the left is up in their, I don't know what they hate about him, but I know they just hate him.
Oh, they're like, he has so much energy, he's manic. No, he's decisive. They're scared of toxic masculinity. It's what we need.
They like lawyers running each other memos about everything. No, I hear from people I trust, he's smart and decisive. So anyway, he's proven himself recently.
You're right. Ed Patrick Byrne on X, enemywithindocuseries.com. Talk to you soon.
Hasta luego.
You got to be feeling good right now. Looking pretty happy. All right, folks, we're going to go to break. I'm going to give the number out for active duty, former military, special operations, anybody from Venezuela, anybody's worked at the State Department, your view on what I've said, what Patrick said, you agree, disagree, we love to talk to you. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. This is not, you know, moron radio TV. This is real stuff here. And we're at a major crossroads. Yeah, Trump's succeeding, but you shouldn't start, you know, like they say in Pulp Fiction, sucking each other's wieners yet. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Don't forget, I'm not even plugging, the news is so huge. We got a big deal for only a few more days. Buy any supplement or anything at thealexreport.com and get a bottle of our Shilajit gummies or Atomic Defense Immune Booster supplement free. That's a big deal. Thealexreport.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top
lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to open the phones up. The phone system wasn't turned on, which is fine. Now it's turned on. It's digital. So if you want to join us, it's 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Military, special operations, State Department types, people in Venezuela. We want to hear your view on what we've said. Are we right? Are we wrong? Where do you see all this going? 877-789-2539. Now, I saw Victor Hansen Davis, a great historian, do a great job breaking down the incredible scandal taking place in California. But the Democrats, again, are doing this by design. They are bankrupting economies, Cloward and Piven, communist style. They steal the money themselves to then finally bring the country down in an emergency. And then out of that, they say, see, capitalism didn't work. We need communism. $76 billion in federal taxpayer funds are missing in California. Are you surprised about that? And they spent all these tens of billions on a railway that doesn't work. Austin just suspended its train. They spent like $1 billion on. They never build any of it by design. $92 billion for fiber optics to rural areas. Not one person connected by Biden. They do it on purpose. It's all about stealing. It's all about destroying. Here's the report. We'll be right back with your calls.
Gavin Newsom is in a lot of trouble, because California's nonpartisan state auditor just delivered a financial obituary for the world's fifth largest economy. $76.5 billion gone, vanished into a labyrinth of fraud, waste, mismanagement, and incompetence so vast that it makes Minnesota's systematic looting look like amateur hour at a county fair. The audit released December 11th places 8 state agencies on a high-risk designation, double the number when Gavin Newsom took office, and the breakdown reads like a criminal indictment disguised as bureaucratic assessment. $32 billion paid to unemployment fraudsters during the pandemic, $24 billion in homelessness spending that the state cannot track or account for, even as tent encampments metastasize across every major city, $18 billion consumed by a high-speed rail project that after 17 years has yet to lay a single operational mile of track, $2.5 billion in annual exposure from improper food stamp payments, $650 million wasted on a scrapped emergency services upgrade that never functioned. And this represents merely the documented losses that auditors could quantify. The full scope of the catastrophe likely extends far beyond what any audit could capture. Representative Kevin Kiley stood on the House floor and stated what California's own audit confirms. California is the fraud capital of America. Not hyperbole, not partisan exaggeration, a mathematical certainty derived from the state's own accounting. The number of agencies designated as high risk for waste, fraud, abuse, or mismanagement has doubled under Newsom's tenure. 8 separate agencies now carry this designation, meaning they exhibit serious fiscal pathologies and have failed to implement adequate corrective actions despite repeated warnings. The Employment Development Department that dispensed $32 billion to fraudsters, the Department of Social Services overseeing CalFresh benefits, hemorrhaging billions in improper payments, the Department of Finance that lost track of $24 billion in homelessness funds, the California High-Speed Rail Authority burning through $18 billion with nothing to show but environmental.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
History, not just modern history. So many times wars are won or lost before they start. Hitler in World War II, when they went into France, had already bought off over 90% of the French military leadership. And so they still had to fight the British Expeditionary Force and some of the French military, but the Germans ran across the Maginot Line and took over France in just a few weeks. And it's the same story. In 1991, most of the Iraqi military leadership was paid off, stood down. Same thing 2003. Clearly a lot of that happened Saturday morning. That doesn't take away from the precision of the military and everything that was done and knocking the power out and hitting the sites, and, you know, the missile sites in case somebody, you know, hadn't been bought off. And then all you had was the Cuban intelligence as his Praetorian Guard. They're not going to let him go. He was trying to leave. All evidence points towards, and the body language and the videos, Maduro looked like, again, he was a man that had fallen off a boat 5 miles from the coast and swam through a bunch of jellyfish-infested water and finally made it to land. He looked really happy. And I see people see that, and they go, oh, this is all staged because he looks happy. No, he looks happy because they were getting ready to martyr him. I think there's about a 90% chance that's the case. In fact, my gut, all the evidence, a lot of points go into that. That's what Patrick thinks, too. And he was heavily involved in operations, you know, in Venezuela and exposing the election fraud and all of it. You know, that happened a few years ago. But regardless, this is a big deal for America. This is about reasserting our sovereignty. It's about kicking the Chinese out of Panama and out of Venezuela. Cuba's about to fall. There's a lot of danger, though, involved. And so I wanted to open the phones up for special operations people, State Department-type folks, any Venezuelans that want to call in at 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Earlier, when I gave the number out, I didn't let them know I was about to do it. So the phone system's computer is turned off because it gets all these calls and it's on. So it wasn't on right at first. Now it's on. If you tried to call and couldn't get through, it's open now, 877-789-2539. All right, let's go ahead and go to Alex in Texas, former military, current. We're not asking who, just say military. Talking about Maduro and Venezuela. What's your take on our analysis? What's your view? Where do you see this going?
Thank you, Alex, so much for your being spot on about the rescue mission. I did missions, about to do a mission in Fort Ord, California with the 1989 Just Cause. I was enlisted back in the day, and everything was so confusing. I used to do slides for my major and everything like that, and just heard all this information from Just Cause missions. I had no idea Escobar had anything to do with it. And when we did a Noriega capture over there, the way the difference of the then and now, how clean and crisp everything's done. It's amazing. I can't believe how you, Alex, yourself, is picking up on all this, information, as we go and just clearing up for everyone that's listening to you that supports you, how you make it so simple. It, from back then, doing the slides on the plastic slides to now going on the internet and finding out everything for ourselves.
It's easy for me because I'm just reading the analysis and talking to experts. But, yeah, I mean, it's got to scare our adversaries just how everything communicates so well, all the people, all the different branches of the military. It's just that's why every time Trump does this, it's a major roll of the dice because it takes just the intel on the ground. I mean, all of it. It doesn't take away from the mission's success or how well it was done that obviously they got a bunch of the Venezuelan military to stand down. I mean, that's really the trick right there is to get your enemy not to fight to begin with.
Yes, sir. Let me tell you a cool little story. When I got deployed to Afghanistan, I turned captain when I got sick and tired of babysitting little troops out there, just weren't wondering about their rank all day. So when I went out there in 2011, I got so hooked up with you back in 98, 99 when I was sitting around in an office wondering what the hell am I going to do with my life. And then I saw a bunch of ROTC people at Texas Tech. That's where I graduated from. And I said, let's do it, man. Let's get this thing on the road. And I went to Afghanistan. I went ahead and ordered some stickers from you that 9/11 was an inside job. I got like 100 stickers, 200 of them you sent me. And I went through every part of Kandahar, putting the stickers on the bathrooms, putting them everywhere, and because all I saw was a bunch of contractors running around and getting in our way, getting in our space, and we were just there protecting them. And I was just like, felt like I had no purpose over there. And finally I resigned over there and got into the National Guard over here, did some real missions out here in the border of Harlingen and McAllen. And I felt, this is my mission. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. So I got retired, I'm doing reserve now, but not the real, 20 years in service because I was wasting my time and money. So thank you.
That's amazing, brother. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. We'll go to No Lock in Virginia, Animal Mother Julio. Others in a moment. Let's go to Animal Mother. That's the name of the guy in the Full Metal Jacket from Florida, military on the communists and Trump. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank God for America. I just want everybody to be reminded that these communists around the world in Vietnam, the Viet Cong were hiring Cuban intelligence to torture our POWs. So everybody needs to watch your back because they're going to be on, they're going to be on their toes right now. And if they do try anything, we need to swarm them.
Well, what do you think overall the mission? What do you think the pitfalls are? Where do you see this going?
I think the Delta Force did a beautiful job. I heard Trump say it was 47 seconds from the time they hit the deck to the time they had that guy by the hair. I think it's beautiful. Those fat communists over there, they can't fight. None of them can. All their generals got ribbons down their chest, and they've never fought or won a war. These people are retarded. But These people are working for other communists across the drink, you know, in Europe, in China, and everywhere. And we need to stay on our toes. Don't let your guard down. Complacency will get you killed. And I'm in Miami right now, and no liberals won't even look at nobody. They're looking at the ground right now.
That's because they know that on every front they're failing.
Yes, sir. And they will fail.
Right now we're showing the militia. And how do you know a communist over there? Because they're so fat. I mean, imagine more oil in the whole U.S., more gold than Africa, and they steal it all and then literally have the daughters of the communists that weigh like 400 pounds running around with AK-47s. This just shows you who communists are.
Yeah, they're clowns. And, you know, it's amazing how many people have died for this. Today is the anniversary that I watched my friend die from a sniper in Iraq. And these people, I just want everybody to know, they kicked us in the teeth while we were down. Okay? They deserve what they're going to get. All of them.
Well, look at Venezuela, openly with the Democrats stealing all these elections, flooding us with all the drugs. People go, well, it's not from there. Venezuela runs it all, folks. They run the labs in Canada making it. It's not debated. People go, well, Venezuela's the nerve center.
Yeah, it's totally disgusting. And I just want everybody to know, I just bought some Alex Jones products, those gummies, those creatine gummies. Amazing.
They really are good. They're the highest quality creatine. There's a whole giant container of them. It just funds the operation. So God bless you, Animal Mother. Appreciate your call. And look, I was against all these other operations because it was for globalist interests. This is about our hemisphere. It's about reasserting our dominance, kicking the Chi-Coms out. Doesn't mean that it can't be, you know, all sorts of traps and who knows what's going to happen now. Trump's been very limited and sent a message to him, but we're not out of the woods yet. So let's go to No Lock in Virginia, military on Venezuela operation. Go ahead, No Lock.
Well, I'm obviously calling in under No Lock because I can't use my old name anymore. I'm sure you know who you're talking to, right?
No, I don't know what No Lock means, but okay.
All right. Well, the opposite of Moloch. So anyway, whoever your call screener is says not to use the old name. But anyhow, I definitely
I don't know what that means,
that.
Bro. Here's the deal.
Is that will kill
it? We got to stop. It is a screening, a call to get your name where you're calling from. I'm not going to do this dance on air and talk about call screening. I'm not doing it. We're not screening your call. You're on air, okay?
Gotcha. All right. So this is Owl Killer. And
Jesus Christ.
So I definitely support the Maduro. I definitely support the Maduro operation. It was swift. It was using the military as a scalpel. It was in. It was out. It was a message to everybody else in our hemisphere. It was to all the communists that are in our hemisphere that's not going to be tolerated anymore. Now, what I really think it is, you're cutting the Venezuela energy off from China, of course, and you were hitting on this in your the first hour that's the big play. It's also a message to Brazil that if you want to participate in BRICS, you're going to have to be looking over your shoulder. And he's got to do something about getting Bolsonaro out of prison over there. That was his ally. Bolsonaro supported him. Bolsonaro took, not necessarily for Trump, for his own country, but Bolsonaro got stabbed in the stomach and he got thrown in jail for the ideals that Trump supports and espouses. So I would definitely like to see more pressure in trying to get Bolsonaro out of jail. There's a lot of people that are, a lot of these Johnny-come-latelys to the MAGA movement that are trying to attack Trump for, you know, what they look at as an aggressive foreign policy, no new wars. Look, I was against the Iran strike, and now I'm almost second-guessing my original thought because Iran's about to collapse. So I think I would give Trump the benefit of the doubt that there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that we don't know that's going on, especially with the financial systems.
Well, sure, but let's just be clear. It's a new foreign policy. The U.S. had a military before the neocons took over the last 40 years. So the U.S. military is going to do things. We can debate each time they do. But the idea that, oh, we're back to the neocons, we're back to the, that's not what this is. And so that part's a lie. You can say you're against it. You can say you think it's wrong. There's a lot of reasons to agree with people. I think it's a close call. And it can be a trap. My point is that this is not part of the old doctrine. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Julio in Illinois, who's Venezuelan, to give your take on the situation. Julio, welcome.
Alejandro, it's been a long time since we've last spoken, so I hope you're doing well. You're looking good. It's crazy. My dad's Venezuelan. My uncle, godfather, he was in the Venezuelan military, retired within the last 5 to 6 years. And every time my father would talk about my uncle, he would always say he's with them, but he's not with them. So essentially, being in the military in Venezuela, considering how poor of a nation it became over the last several decades, led him to a decent paycheck, health insurance, etc. But he wasn't really a communist. He did it for his love of his country, and I'm sure today he's thrilled. You've mentioned this. A lot of people are concerned about the traps and the pitfalls. Lord knows what's going to happen within the next week, let alone a couple of months down in Venezuela. People have to understand South America over the last several decades has been a hellhole, all the way down south from Argentina to Brazil to Venezuela. Venezuela could be the beacon of South America with all its oil reserves. So it's going to be intriguing to see, Alex, what's going to happen in the next couple of months. But I also see people's frustrations with what's happening here domestically. But people have to remember first generation Hispanics, whether it be from South America or the Caribbeans, they're true conservative types. They're true nationalists. They love their country, love of family, and love of Christ. The only reason why we're seeing a lot of new wave Hispanics becoming liberal or progressive is because of, like you've said this many times before, Mecha La Raza. My sister was a part of La Raza when she was in high school over a decade ago. So there's a reason they've targeted Latin America for many, many years, and there's a reason they're worried about a true nationalism spreading across this continent.
Yeah, because Latin America, before communism hit it, was very successful, even on per capita, more successful than the U.S. And then it's just this scourge, and now people are conflating our other military operations with this, and with Venezuela manipulating our elections, being the piggyback for Democrats, it was a really smart move for Trump to make, though I still see it as a gamble. How do you think this is going to unfold? I mean, do you think that they're actually going to hold elections without the U.S. sending in the military, which I don't want to happen?
I think Trump's going to be forced to that type of decision, Alex. You just don't know how things are going to shape up down there. You're going to see a retaliation from the large communist groups. It's just going to be what type of retaliation. I mean, we could see civil unrest in the coming weeks down there in Caracas.
Well, I love all the protests, nothing but white liberals, mainly older women. And then people ask him, well, what do you know about Venezuela? Can you even find on a map? And most of them can't even do that. And whether all over the country, within hours of the strike, by 8 a.m., they all had their signs, the same signs printed up by the Soros-funded groups, literally saying the same thing. And then people interview them all over the country, D.C., L.A., Austin. They don't even know why they're there. And then I've got everybody else jumping on me saying, oh, you're a warmonger now. You love the CIA's regime change. The CIA's been on record not wanting Trump to do this because they were involved in the whole piggy bank down there as well.
They've been involved with everything, Alex. it's crazy to see this activity happen. It's going to be even crazier a couple of weeks. Everyone just continue to pray for cooler heads to prevail. And again, Venezuela and all of South America, they want prosperity just as much as an American from Arkansas to Bangor, Maine, right? Everyone wants that. And all of these nations, they've been infiltrated by, in one way or another, by central intelligence and larger organizations. It's going to be fascinating. I also see people's concerns with Citgo. Citgo Petroleum could make a lot of money, but what's going to happen with those oil fields, Alex? I get people's concerns. We've had a crazy last three decades with government psyops, and I understand people's worries, and I still have
no, it should all
Alex.
Be looked at, but I mean, here's the deal. Trump said it. We don't even need the money from that oil. We don't want the Chi-Coms to get it and use it as a projection of power. So they want to rebuild the country, all of it. Under the communists, they wanted to make you poor, cut production down to 6% of what it would have been. So sure, the corporation's going to line their pockets, yeah, but at least there's going to be jobs and all the rest of it. And then the left's like, oh, look, Jones can't wait for corporations to come and exploit people. Trump wants expansion and laissez-faire and jobs here and jobs there, and he's got energy prices already cut. So I trust Trump a lot more than the communist Chinese, you know, to turn things over to the Venezuelans. And so will it be perfect? No. But I mean, I think it's night and day, you know, comparatively of what Venezuela will be able to do with the U.S., you know, helping set them up to move forward.
And Lord willing, this opens up tourism because the most beautiful women in the world, ladies and gentlemen, are Venezuelans. God bless you, Alex, and everyone. Hope you all take care.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, look, the U.S. didn't stay in Japan after World War II for long. We could have had China. That was the old America, though. Now, we don't do it for ourselves. We go out and take over countries to set up for the globalists. So I'm against all these globalist wars, against all this expansion stuff. But if China got that oil, which they basically had, if they got the Panama Canal, the message is it's over. America's at home for business. But if Trump goes in and gets Greenland to sell us a bunch of the property to secure the Arctic, which is going to be the big thing in the next 50 years, I mean, these are all the right moves Trump's making. I mean, you think we got this powerful and rich for no reason? Until the late 40s, we were always doing it for American interest. And people loved us because we gave them a lot better deals than everybody else. We went all over the world and built industry. We built the Saudi Arabian oil rigs 90 years ago. We built their refineries. We built it all. Everything. Panama Canal, you name it. Everything. And then we signed it all over. Americans in 1946 through 1955 were 4% of the world's population and had 90% of the world's wealth. Think about that. How is that possible? Because there wasn't that wealth. We made the wealth. We created the science, the technology, the industries. And then the globalists all moved in and made deals with China and others to sell it all out. And it tells we're a service economy and all the rest of this crap so that you wouldn't have a job. You wouldn't be needed. Now they want to bring in robots to get rid of you. So is Trump perfect? No. But is he a lot better than the globalist plan? It's not even debatable. But I get the constant hammer, which I don't mind. This is a talking point. You're a sellout. You work for the Republicans. Blah, 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 blah. I don't get any money from the Republicans. I don't go to the events. I don't sit there and try to, you know, have any of that stuff. I just sell products directly to the listeners that I know are great, that you're going to love. Keep us on air. The message is what matters. I believe in the people. And I don't know how you don't sit back and look at the world and not bet on Trump and America and this plan. Because, again, it's not perfect, but compared to every other plan, it's perfect. I mean, it's like not even, okay, these people are like, oh, get rid of Trump. Turn your back on him. You know, okay, so Tim Walz and Kamala Harris? Gavin Newsom? I mean, they wreck economies on purpose. They admit to make you controlled. 40-something billion dollars to build EV charging stations. They built like 8 of them. Each one costs $1 million. $92 billion to build fiber optics to everybody in the country. They didn't connect one person. You know, tens of billions to build a railway station. I was watching the news just the other day. I rarely watch local news. And I was in a restaurant, and they had local Time Warner has, like, CNN as a local station here. It's been on for ever since I'm, you know, high school. It's got a new name. I think it's like News One or something. And I'm watching just the text. It's like, Austin closes the railroad. Austin, you know, Cap Metro Rail closes. And it was like $300 million spent, 20 years building it. And they built one rail line, like, up to Waco, and no one rode it because there's no parking. And it's just like, at least we didn't spend tens of billions like California with not 1 mile of rail. Folks, they do it on purpose. It's their plan. With Trump, you're going to get it built on time for half the price. And it's going to work because he's old-fashioned. He's neurotic about stuff working. Trump doesn't like spending money on something that happens. He's like, well, what's the point of that? With Newsom and people, it's their methodology to give you nothing and steal everything you got because they're at war with you because they're Satanist, globalist, communist. That's not rhetoric. That's who they are. Okay? It's their philosophy to take everything and give nothing. They're of their father, the devil. Lewis, Scott, Victor, Savage Dog.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're on the march. Globalist empire is on the run.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to go to Lewis, Scott, Victor, and Savage Dog. That's all of the time we'll have because I've got a special guest coming up next hour, but I really want to talk to all of you here in just a moment. But I got to hit this because I did all this preparation and then I don't get it. Problem is I've got over 20 of these videos, so I'm just going to play three of them. But when I tell you that globalists want to make you poor by design, read the Club of Rome documents. They're public. Read Limits to Growth. Read Paul Ehrlich, you know, Obama's science czar. Jay Dyer is a real expert on this. I mean, it's crazy how they talk about how they want to make you poor to control you. Call it communist, call it feudalist, whatever you want. Feudalism is the number one government in history. In recorded 7,000 years of history, guess how many governments are estimated to have been feudalist? 99%. Of the Greek democracies and the Roman republics and everything, that's less than 1%. Feudalism is the system. It's slavery, where they keep you poor to control you. Latin America isn't a crap hole because the people are crap. I'm only 50-something years old, but I was down there when it was nicer. I've read the history books, talked to folks. It was all these Americans were moving. It was just gorgeous. Architecture, literature, culture, money, everybody. All gone because of communism. Just like that. Because the globalists, the control freaks, don't want strong cultures. They don't want freedom. They don't want a bunch of families raising their kids where they want. They don't want a bunch of choices. Remember Bernie Sanders said, why when I go to the store are there 20 types of deodorant? You only need one. They don't like the choices. So here's Klaus Schwab famously saying, governments will no longer run things, the technocrats will. Well, Trump, say what you want, is blowing that up now. No, bitch, we run it. And now their whole order's broken apart, so it's like, yeah, China, Russia, the U.S., we run it. And now we got to deal with these different groups. But at least it's a lot easier to do. And then I got the internet's like, we caught the top general over the stuff saying we want the resources down there. It's all about stealing them. With Trump, we're not going to steal them. We built most of the infrastructure for it. We're just going to go in and say, we'd like to buy it. Panama said, yeah, we wish you were still here. You just left. Of course we want you back. Trump offered him double the money of the Chinese. And Panama government goes, we love you, please. Thank God America's back. Trump came out and said, we're open for business again, and $19 trillion dumped in. It happened the first time he got in, but they launched COVID to shut that down. Listen, for all America's problems, the world still remembers when we were good. And they still want to get in bed with us, okay? So they're like, oh, look, we caught this general admitting it's about resources. The whole world is. There's more rare earth minerals down there in Venezuela than in Africa. You should just let the Chinese waltz in and get that? And then use it to control us? Under globalism, we were set up. That's all over, folks. That's why this is a new type of war. I still got issues. It can still be a setup. I'm concerned, but I know Trump means well. And people try to misconstrue what I just said right there. Fine, makes you feel good, knock yourselves out. If Trump fails, and you dumbass, I'm not talking about the audience, but the people attacking me, when you're sitting there with the lights off, starving to death, just remember, dumbass, you took that little bit of money from, you know, the left or whatever to do this. See, you guys get offered like $10,000 to sell out? How about $50 million a year was the last offer I told them? Fly a kite. You have no idea, dumbos. That's why I don't want to ever hear that I sold out. Oh, yeah, right. I sold out of the truth and the way of pain and being attacked and sued and lied about because it was the truth, and I love it, actually. And I got basically no money in the bank, but I love my truck, and I love my house, and I don't give a shit. I got my integrity, but I'm constantly under attack for my integrity because the bad guys know this guy ain't for sale. And I've changed the world because I'm just a man just like you. I know how much power you got. I respect you because I respect myself. Trump's been very transparent. It's the right move to make. It's super bold. Can you disagree with it? And it's being done for you. For the first time in 50 years. Trump always says, all I'm going back to is the American system. Which is the most advanced. We're going back to the future. So here's Klaus Schwab saying, we're going to run things. Here's a general explaining we need the resources down there on C-SPAN. They're like, look, we caught them. We caught them admitting it's about that. Oh, you caught us. And then we've got another clip here. There's a longer one, but this is Lord Monckton, super smart, explaining how the communists and how the governments want to get the jobs away from the West for political control. And then they control the third world clients. We'll hit these videos back to back, and then I'll go to your calls. Thank you.
Who will really command the fourth industrial revolution and its technology like artificial intelligence?
What's your sense of who's best placed at this time to lead the world into the fourth industrial revolution? Because you pretty much created this term. We're seeing the kind of technological strides that China has made with Huawei, with the 5G technology. Do you believe that this could potentially be China's time once again?
We should make here again a differentiation. On the one hand, we have state capitalism. On the other hand, we have shareholder or private capitalism. So it's a clash between two systems. I believe that state capitalism in the short term provides certain advantages because you can mobilize in a concentrated way a lot of resources to reach a specific objective. But I believe that the future is not state capitalism or shareholder capitalism. The future is what I call stakeholder capitalism, which is combined with the social responsibility.
Of course, the countries, Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, with Russia relationships. Why this region matters with all of its rich resources and rare earth elements. You've got the lithium triangle, which is needed for technology today. 60% of the world's lithium is in the lithium triangle, Argentina, Bolivia, Chile. You just have the largest oil reserves, light sweet crude, discovered off of Guyana over a year ago. You have Venezuela's resources as well with oil, copper, gold. We have the Amazon, lungs of the world. We have the 31% of the world's fresh water in this region, too. It's just off the charts. We have a lot to do. This region matters. It has a lot to do with national security, and we need to step up our game.
See, our problem here in this country is that while you still have a communist regime in the shape of the Labour Party, supposing Reform were now to get in and they say, right, we will have corporation tax at 5 or 7% or whatever the lowest rate is, that would no longer tempt the companies that are now in Ireland to come to Britain because they know we have this hideous communist party, which would change it all just because they deliberately want to wreck the British economy. It's not a matter of accident. Do you suppose that even Rachel Reeves, even though she's what we call in Yorkshire thick as two short planks, the fact is, she knows perfectly well that if you tax the nom-doms to force them overseas and force all the billionaires and millionaires and all their companies with them overseas, that is going to lose you revenue. She didn't care. That's what communism is all about. They know what they're doing. They are working with hostile actors and foreign regimes that do not wish us well. Because the Labour Party does not wish this country well, they wish to destroy us. Until you understand that, you understand nothing. That's the trouble we're facing here. They really mean us harm. The aim should be to balance the budget, but the Labour Party isn't even trying. They're trying to make the budget even more unbalanced until the whole system collapses, because it's only when they can force it to collapse that they will then say that capitalism has failed and we must now have communism writ in tooth and claw. And I can tell you, if you're the working people of this country, if they get away with that, you will not like it. You will suffer first and worst, because those who are rich enough and smart enough to see it coming will have got out with as much of their wealth as they can before it happens. But you won't be given that luxury. You will be trapped here in the misery that is communism.
And they're going full commie, folks. Anti-free speech, 3 years in prison for silently praying. I want to say one more thing and play one more clip before I go to your calls, and I really appreciate you calling in, but this is important to get out. I'm going to explain it very slowly. I know you're smart, but listening. There are hundreds of rare earth minerals. You need them for every camera, every computer, every phone, every switcher, everything, okay? How did China get 98% control of rare earth minerals in the last 40 years? It's on record. Via the globalist, WTF, and all the rest of it, no Western government, including the U.S. government, would let any company go mine it anywhere in the West. Australia was the only country bucked it, but they made a deal where only China could mine it. China was given a monopoly by the globalists of earth minerals to position themselves as dominant because the globalists had a deal with them. Trump's ending all that. This is organized to break the West because you are uppity and used to freedom. They want to make you poor to control you. I know you know that, but burn it into your brain. With Trump, he wants the opposite. He wants you successful. He wants you wealthy. He's classic America. He goes, all I'm doing is bringing back America. That's all. And selling that should be real simple. No tax on tips. Democrats control at the state level the collection. They're keeping the money already. Trump's having to sue them. The judge is saying, we're keeping the money. We're not going to have some barista or bartender or masseuse or guy that parks cars during college. We're not going to let that son of a bitch get his money, get an extra $100 a day. No. And the IRS, 70 or 87,000 extra IRS agents to throw the book at you down to $600. If you got $600 of tips and didn't tell them, it's all computerized with AI, they knew. But if you're some Somali stealing $5 million yourself, you're all protected because you're paying it to the Democrats. And all over Massachusetts, California, $30,000 to illegal aliens to buy their first home. Free money. Citizens don't get that. It's a royal screw job. Then you got Mondami. Look at his tenant director, Sia Weaver. We will transition from treating property as individual good to a collective good. Whites especially will be impacted. I can show you the clips. In England, they changed the sentencing last year where white men get longer sentences than anybody else. And then they announced a few months ago, and we're going to put more white men in jail. I mean, what does that even mean? And they're saying Germany did this 10 years ago, banned all new building of single family dwellings. And she says whites can't have their own house. What? And it's training you that one group gets more, one group gets less. They're training you discrimination's okay. This is diabolical. I've got Mondami saying, listen, we can't get full communism in. I've seen the clip. Saw it again last night. I've got it in the list. He says, I'm going to do the socialism first, the communism later, but we're going to seize the means of production. And now they're already coming for private property. I mean, folks, we got cancer. And it's not like he's some well-meaning idiot that can't do math. He knows these are technicians. These are saboteurs. Clark Bibbitt came out in the 60s and 70s. It was adopted by the Democrats to collapse society for control for communism. But they didn't invent that. That's just the modern policy report on it. They're out, and I know most of you know this, but for the new listeners, do you understand me? You can look up everything I'm saying. They're literally want you to starve to death. They're total assholes. Venezuelans were the richest people in this hemisphere until 27 years ago. And they took everything they got. Because they got liberal, and they got the women to, oh, let's be nice and share the money. And you see where they are. And we're going to be right there. So don't shake your fist and go, oh, look at those dumb Latin Americans. Look how they can't get their act together. We're inches away from being where they're at. Latin America's gorgeous. I would love to see them become free market. Oh, my God. And we're this close to freeing those people, folks. And we're not freeing because we're heroes. They're our fellow humans, and the same enemies trying to hurt them and want to hurt us. We have solidarity with these people. And we're beating the communists. We're turning the tide. But if people realize how desperate it was, they'd be 10 times more engaged and committed. Now look at this bug-eyed crazy woman. And this is her a few years ago. She's behind him, Mondami, when he got sworn in, looking like literally barking like a seal, howling with pleasure, rubbing her hands together, like, ah, because she just, I mean, look at her eyes. I guarantee you this woman couldn't balance her checkbook. But she sure as hell's ready to take everything you got. Listen to this bitch.
I think the reality is that for centuries we've really treated property as an individualized good and not a collective good. And we are going to transitioning to treating it as a collective good and towards a model of shared equity will require that we think about it differently. And it will mean that families, especially white families, but some POC families who are homeowners as well, are going to have a different relationship to property than the one that we currently have.
They're going to target white people, folks. And then what's that to divide and conquer? Then white folks are going to blame brown people, even though it's not even brown people organizing this. Just look at this sick filth. These are demented degenerates who have a chip on their shoulder and can't believe we let them in here out of their hellhole countries. Look at my Nami scumbag mother. Oh, my God. Lewis in Minnesota is from Venezuela. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding.
Thank you. Thank you. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to talk about right now the current situation in Venezuela. Like, you know, Venezuela citizens inside the country right now. There are many images of people celebrating. Most of those images are first outside of the country. Yeah. Right now, the tensions are high within the country. I have friends in several states, several cities. They are not going out too much. There are a lot of military control points stopping vehicles, checking them. And I also wanted to shed light a little bit about what will be translated from Spanish, Colectivos de la Paz, which would be peace collectives, which is basically militias weaponized by Venezuela since 2010, 2011, if I'm not mistaken, to control the protest against the government, right? Chavez was the one who did this first. They were heavily involved in the repression on 2013 and 2014.
Yeah, that's how the communists came to power, was basically saying with their militia. So the communists as a backup in case they ever lose power still have a militia.
Correct. And these militias, Alex, they were trained by the Colombian militia, the FARC, you know, the ones that have been part and control of Colombia for a very, very long time. I'm going to say some of these names, some of these groups. You have the Carapaicas, you have the Tupamaros. The Tupamaros are the more prominent one. Actually, also, Tren de Aragua is a more specialized militia weaponized by the government. So for those who might not listen to your show and believe that this is some kind of invasion, that, you know, Trump made this up, or Trump government made this up. No, it is 100% real. They exist, and they've been existing for a very long time. I'm actually impressed that they were able to infiltrate the U.S. and do what they've done so far. And thankfully, Trump and, you know, Secretary of State, they are getting them all out. But they do exist. They are real. They're not some kind of invasion. They've been oppressing and repressing the citizens within the country for a very, very long time. And I have a concern, Alex, with this whole transition, because it seems that Marco Rubio is willing to work with Delcy Rodriguez. And I can tell you, as a Venezuelan, and for me, friends, family, relatives, everybody, they don't want Delcy in charge at all. If a transition is going to happen, they need to be either jailed or eliminated, along with these militias. And it's kind of odd to me, and hopefully you can explain to me, why will Marco Rubio or Trump say that Maria Corina is not seen as the main front runner for, you know, to lead Venezuela? She has a lot of support, and she's been in the political...
I thought that was mean when Trump said that. Here's the deal. I can speculate. They need the communists to work with them so there's not a civil war. I think Trump will double-cross them as soon as they get hands on this, and that, you know... I mean, I know Trump. They're going to have a free and open election. But I agree, playing footsie, well, what is better, have the Civil War or play footsie with her? I think it's dangerous either way. That's why I said I overall agree with the idea, but in practice, it's very dangerous.
It is very dangerous, and that's something that I've been thinking about, too. I've been listening to you all a long time, and I gather some of your, I'm not going to say expertise, of the way how you think and how you see everything, right? Of course, Trump doesn't want a civil war to start because he took Maduro out, and he's right now in the U.S., and he's playing footsies, as you say, right? He's, you know, saying that he's going to cooperate, that he's going to do a whole transition and all this and all that. But ultimately, what needs to happen, they need to be gone one way or the other. I don't know how the U.S., because we are, and something else for those who don't know, in 2013, Chavez did a firearm buyback program. Basically, he...
That's right. The citizens don't have guns.
Nope, we don't. They don't have guns at all. What he did was basically just give us your firearms, and we're going to give you either money or electrodomestics, like, you know, like toasters, ovens, fridges, or just plain money, right? And a lot of people bought into that. And, you know, I mean, it wasn't in 2013. It wasn't.
It's always the same path than tyranny.
Yeah. I wanted to say something else, and this is more in the U.S. because I'm living here now. I'm a citizen. I've been here for 11 years. I'm grateful of this country. This is a great country, but I mean, it's being lost. And Trump, thankfully, is pushing back. But here that I'm living in Minnesota, for example, and I've been into the inner cities. I don't live in Minneapolis or St. Paul, but I live close by, and I see the Somalis, and I see how they act, how they behave. Most of them, they're not assimilating to the culture. And I mean, if you are in a country, and these
they are aggressive and predatory.
Exactly. So we cannot allow that. I'm a citizen now, and it's sad for me to see this. We cannot allow this. And now with Nick Shirley shedding light to all these scams and how this tax money is going to these frauds and going then to Somalia, to these warlords, like, we cannot let this happen. Now, Tim Walz is dropping from the 2026 governor election. That's a huge win, but it still needs to be some indictments. Ilhan Omar needs to be out of the country. I don't think that she should be in the U.S. at all.
Like, oh, my gosh, I totally agree. If you know her whole history, her father and grandfather ran the genocide of 200,000 people, and then she wants to lecture Trump about being a tyrant in Venezuela.
Yep, I mean, and this is something that I learned from you, and I learned a lot of even stuff from my own country that I wasn't fully aware. I learned from you, Alex. I also listen to Steven Crowder, Tucker Carlson from time to time, but yeah, totally. This is basically, I just wanted to say this, people that are not aware of these peace collectives, those are basically a hand of the Bolivarian Revolution to repress the people. I don't know how Trump is going to do it. I think it's going to be more delicate because you're talking of people that are quote-unquote citizens, but they're not really. They are just armed militias that act as citizens, and they need to be out. And thank you so much, Alex, for taking my call and listening to me.
Well, how does Trump then, how does DHS decide who's domestically part of this militia? I guess they're tattoos or databases or what?
Well, I mean, funnily enough, Tupamaro, they even have a flag. So they are funded through social programs, basically. You know, since everything collapsed in our country, you know, food is not being made, oil, we even have in 2020, as you may know, that Iran had to sell us gasoline because as an oil country, we cannot even produce gasoline. That's completely absurd. They are funded through, social programs, distributing food to people, right? Those who are lower income and mostly favor the government. There are still some people that, you know, support the government. But either way, that's like a facade of what actually they do. But because they basically
Why they make you poor to control you. God bless you, Lewis. I'm going to come back to Victor and Savage Dog and hand the baton over to Jay Dyer. Powerful calls. I mean, it is a no-brainer, folks, that the Democrat Party is a globalist party allied with Venezuela and Cuba and to control Mexico. And if Trump can pull this off, I'm all for it. I'm just saying it's dangerous. And God knows what's going to happen. So we'll continue to chronicle it as it unfolds. We'll be right back with hour number four. Stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Thinking about him earlier, documents. It's Matt Bracken, geopolitical expert. Can't wait to talk to him. Right now, let's go to your calls. Victor and Savage Dog, last callers. Victor is from Venezuela, calling him from Texas. What is your view on what we've said today?
Well, it's very, very important for everybody to get this word out and understand that it's no joke. It's life and death. Personally, I'm from Maracaibo. I was raised here in the United States. And personally, my uncle died from anemia. Of all horrible things to die from. My grandma died from an infection she got in a medical procedure in a hospital in Maracaibo. My family, five different countries where my family's been displaced to outside of the U.S. And what people don't really talk about is Maduro's wife, Cecilia. We need to kind of put a spotlight on her because she has the political iron grip side of the coin. She was Chavez's lawyer when he was in jail before he became president and popular. So he made her like the equivalent of what is the Speaker of the House in Venezuela. So she has amazing pull and got married with Maduro after Chavez died. What a coincidence. One thing I did want to shout out, very important, it's just incredibly crazy how Chavez, how Maduro has his thumbs up in most of the pictures. Why is he happy? The optics to me are kind of like he made a deal, sort of kind of like the clothes being different. It seems like we have him very comfortable. He has like, I think maybe like 10.
Well, in all the videos, they look like they were saved. That's why Patrick Byrne's really smart. He thinks they got rescued basically.
That's what I learned today from you. That's a great angle I haven't thought about. And another one, it's like, how the hell did we have an operation at 2 a.m. and then protesters pop up at 7 a.m.? I mean, what the hell is that?
Like, all over the country with the same signs.
Yeah, did they make it to the banner store at 5 a.m.? Were they open? Like, how'd that work? Like,
well, I wouldn't tie that to them staging it with Trump. It's the Soros group. We know who funded it. It's the same group. They already had all this printed up for weeks, ready for this.
I mean, this is like at a key turn kind of attack that we have. You can see it so blatant within hours at a speed dial kind of rate. It's just phenomenal. I did want to shout out like the playbook that I've seen kind of play out here because of the MS-13 was listening to you. I understood that like the TPS kind of is the mechanism that legally gets things started where they bring in the gangs and then they traffic.
Yeah, the CIA created in California MS-13 and then they made a deal with Maduro with TDA. So the CIA is at the top of it. The question is, can Trump shut that down?
Exactly. And so I think Honduras was next on the deep state list if Trump wouldn't the president at the moment, because you could tell like a lot of the drug trafficking started moving that direction, after Venezuela. I think the Trump 3D chess move here is that all the trender and all the evil members are being led to Salvador with Nayib Bukele's prison system, and they're being, I guess, through that terrorist declaration that they have, are being all kind of thrown there and filtered through there. And so We have the kind of silver smelter kind of 3D angle as well, where JP holds them 50 million ounces, and they are also financing the smelter company. So we're kind of at a national security level, securing, you know, our metal assets compared to the West, I mean, to the East. So, you know, China, basically, right? And so, and then also see the dark oil move where China was, you know, obviously promised, you know, illegally with...
There's about Trump blowing up the UN control system, acting unilaterally, cutting out China, and then coming with a better deal for Latin America to not keep people poor. And that's why overall, if he's successful, it'd be a beautiful move, but it's very dangerous. Matt Bragg is concerned, so am I. He's coming up. Savage Dog, thank you, Victor. Last caller, I'm going to turn the baton over to former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, Matt Bracken, on these incredible historic developments. A major global political realignment is happening now. The Muslims are close to falling in Iran. What will China do? What will Russia do? How does it all tie together? We'll break it all down straight ahead. Stay with us. We have a new product in at TheAlexShowStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, TheAlexShowStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Got 60, 70 years, super smart, real counterterrorism expert. He's all for getting rid of Maduro, but he's got serious concerns, and so do I. We'll be talking to him here in just a moment. But Savage Dog in Georgia, Venezuelan, let's talk about what Patrick Byrne talked about, the indictments and more, is a Marine. Final caller here on my broadcast, the War Room with Harrison Smith coming up in 54 minutes. Savage Dog, what's your view?
Hey, how you doing, Alex? No, not Venezuelan. I'm American.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is it Marine Venezuela? I read it wrong. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. My question is this. Okay, it seems like, okay, you know, Brianna has her countdown of days without an arrest. We've had Big Tish and Comey. I think they were test runs to see if we could even get it to trial. Never happened. All right, so... I'm wondering if they finally said, okay, we're going to have to do this a different way, and we're going to have to put the horse in front of the cart. And Maduro, along with his spy chief came over here and gave us a bunch of intel. Now we got Maduro, and I agree with you that, that he's already made the deal. Just get me out of here. I'll make the deal. What kind of information can he have? I just need a little bit of hopium or something to get me out of the black pill. I personally have hope with this. I think he's going to come up here and spill the beans and burn everybody he can. How do you think, or do you think it will matter?
Well, let's be clear. I could talk 5 hours on this key point you just made. The Justice Department is hopelessly institutionally corrupt. They've passed all these laws where the president can't even really control who's in there without huge effort with judges blocking people he fires. But when it comes to the military, that's why they've been so scared of him using the military in different ways, he can get a lot done. And so Trump is going in hemispherically, kicking the Chinese out, destabilizing Cuba, Mexico. And so I understand the move. The problem is the pitfalls. I know they want to leave the bureaucracy in while they get an election going, but I don't trust Maduro's second command, who's now in command. So when you ask, what does Maduro know? He was using his own diplomatic planes to ship the drugs around. He knows where all the bodies is buried. And the problem is if they try to prosecute deep staters that are connected to this, the Justice Department will go nowhere. So how could that be militarily done? I know he's had Hegseth examine tribunals and things. People say, well, that's tyranny, that's whatever. Well, that's where we are. Okay, you know, what would Abraham Lincoln do? We know what he would do. What would George Washington do? We'd be Thomas Jefferson, we'd be way past us at this point. So this is where they brought us. So to answer your question the best I can, Trump threw the first punch as an exercise of power to show China and everybody else we're not playing games and to cut off the election fraud and the money laundering operation of the Democrats. So they're scared right now because they're seeing real action from Trump. And now he's talking about Cuba and all the rest of it. I'm worried about setups there. But bottom line, we are seeing action out of Trump, so it's a whole other ballgame. We'll get Matt Brackett's take on your question here in a moment. Anything else, Savage Dog?
I actually want to see the United States take control over, not take control over, but to eliminate the communists, all the troublemakers, right? Like Mexico, Cuba, Colombia. And then I want Trump to exit NATO, and I want to have a North, and then make a North American Union that has actual like a NATO kind of deal with trade and military support. And then we tell Canada, you can't be communist anymore. You got to join.
It can be done by agreement. I don't want to have a union politically in a constitution, but yes, America's been sold out to globalism. It's allowed all these foreign powers to come in. Under Trump, he's ending that. This is the policy rollout of that. And the question is, how successful will it be? But no doubt, Trump is trying to reassert U.S. control over our country and over our hemisphere. Thanks for the call. All right, I'm going to hand the baton to Matt Bracken here. I've been so busy with news, I barely plugged today. That's my fault. But I'm funded by you, and I appreciate your support very humbly. Thank you for your support, those that have. Those that haven't, what are you waiting for? Our information is bar none the best. The supplements are game-changing. The methylene blue, the Shilajit, the IRC moss, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, T-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. But there's a deal going for a few more days where you buy any supplement and get a bottle of the Shilajit gummies or Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster free. You choose which free gift you want. That funds our operation, thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank those that have stood with us. If you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. Just in your profile, $30 a month, cancel anytime, no charge. You get $40 every time you spend $30 to spend. So you make $10, you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. Then you get special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything. Also, you get big discounts when you use the app for Android or for Apple at alexjonesapp.com. It just links you through to get the free apps right there. So it's the same shopping cart online. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Matt, answering his question, I'm going to turn things over to you. You've got major concerns about all this. Already, we have DeLacy Rodriguez shooting her mouth off and saying, you know, they're not going to work with Trump, though they made an agreement too. Trump saying, well, I'll treat you way worse than Maduro. The problem is we've been put in a box here now to escalate, so it's a game of chicken. And then you got Trump talking about hitting Cuba and all the rest of it. There's a lot of pitfalls here and a lot of issues. I know why Trump's making the move, but I am concerned, and I want to hear how you think he should respond and what he should do. But first, to answer the last caller's question, it looks to me like Maduro made a deal. He was being held hostage by the Cubans who wouldn't let him leave, we know, and that it was still a daring raid. But that's what the smart money is on right now. You look at his body language, his wife's body language. They look like they'd been saved in all the photos and videos, and I would expect him to turn state's evidence against the deep state. Will Trump actually prosecute the deep state, or will he just use that as blackmail and roll that in, or am I completely wrong about that postulation I've made? Matt Bracken, we'll put your websites on screen for TV viewers. all the great work you do.
Sure.
Give us your 35,000-foot view.
Yeah, there's when you bring up the photos of Maduro walking through like DEA headquarters, there's so many layers and ways to look at this. You know, it, as in possibly even a war between the military and the CIA. You know, Hegseth and honorable military versus the old legacy drug running Yale skull, you know, skull and bones CIA. That's one matrix. And there's so many. I'm concerned about being drawn into a quagmire. It's we have very smart people in the military. You know, I go back to 1980 during the era of the Desert One fiasco. When we were trying to pull off the Iranian hostage rescue, that was 1980. And SOCOM came out of that. The, you know, unified special operations where the Delta works with the SEALs, works with the 160th special operations air regiment. All of these guys been practicing this, along with the Marines have special ops now, all sitting on ships off of Venezuela for months. So I wouldn't brag too much about like this being, this is a raid. This is a snatch. Okay. That's what they train for. That's in a sense easy. This is not Vietnam. This is an in and out, but it could turn into Vietnam. And for that, we would be completely, unprepared, I think. Yeah. You know, the oil in Venezuela, it's not like the oil well is next to the dock. The oil wells are scattered all over the country and if there's no security in Venezuela, there's no way anybody gets the oil.
The militias like the Viet Cong are going to pick everybody off.
Well, in the country, you can have, in the countryside, you can have anti-Yankee, anti-imperialists coming in from Colombia and Brazil. There's no way to stop them. There's 5,000 kilometers of land border, jungle, 1,000 rivers. There's no way to stop people from coming in if they want to come in. And you know, the oil wells and the oil infrastructure, it's old. It would all have to be rebuilt. There's a great movie from, I don't know, 15 years ago called Proof of Life with Russell Crowe, where an American oil engineer in a mythical South American country is kidnapped by like FARC or Sendero Luminoso guerrillas. So you can see that we might go in there with the attitude very close to that movie's plot. We just want to build bridges and pipelines and increase the standard of living here in, you know, this mythical country around Ecuador or Peru. But the guerrillas want the Yankees out and they'll kidnap, blow up the pipeline. The last thing they want is to raise the standard of living of all Venezuelans. They're dedicated communists. I agree with Patrick Byrne that there may be A lot of the leaders in Venezuela they're not dedicated communists anymore. They're just thugs and gangsters. But the control arm, the control mechanism, which is the Cubans in Venezuela, that at least 32 of them got blown away. I saw some pictures privately that are pretty gruesome, like headshot pictures. So the remaining Venezuelan leadership has to have seen those pictures too. And they're going to be very concerned that they're not like the next on the hit parade. So we learn from the Iraq experience, and Patrick Byrne brought this up. Paul Bremer, absolutely first ambassador there, absolutely textbook how not to do it, which was fire all of the Ba'ath Party. Just fire them. This would be like denazification in 1945. Anybody that wore a Nazi swastika, you can't be in the government. Well, that means the government collapses because these guys also run the water treatment plant, right? So we're trying to slide along the edge of a razor here, and it may or may not work. You know, one thing that's cool, I mean, if the CIA's been down there, obviously, everybody is now wondering who has been paid off already, okay? Dulcie, she's talking about, there's, you know, who knows what's legit coming out of there? Cause you see blocks of text says it's attributed to so-and-so that they're going to be like looking for anybody that cooperated with the American military. But they all are in the back of their mind wondering who's already got $5 million in a Miami bank account. and is ready to sell out my location.
The generals the day after shooting their mouth off, half of them are on the CIA payroll. So there's a lot of pretending going on.
I watched a Andrei Martinov video other night, and I looked up this quote. I didn't see it, so it must be a Russian quote. And this is great. It says, "No fortress can withstand a donkey laden with gold." Okay? So there's always a back door to the castle and somebody will sell you out. Even like in Braveheart, the Scottish nobles, you know, it's the movie version, but the Scottish nobles, they're not down for the long struggle. They'll all get castles in England and they'll be, you know, promoted in rank and get the donkey laden with gold.
You survived and increased your titles.
Right. And something that I was talking to or texting with Chuck Holton, who's down there right on the border now. He's very well known photojournalist, videographer, works for lots of other networks. He's been interviewing people coming out of Venezuela. He can't get in. The border is closed. There's 100 journalists from around the world with their cameras set up. But nobody's going, other than Venezuelans, nobody's getting in to Venezuela there. But he interviewed people coming out. And the Venezuelan people are very afraid of retribution at this point. Because there's this concept or this group, informal group in Venezuela that they call the colectivos. And this is like armed biker gangs who they have no official connection to the government. But the government uses them as their enforcers. And the colectivos, anywhere that there are people who are against the regime, they'll come in on motorbikes with guns, shooting and killing people. The government says, we don't know what that is. And the colectivos, their pay is they get to take whatever they rob. So they kill you and rob you. They just take it and there's no police action against them. So in this state of flux.
So they have a letter of mark.
They do. But not official, nothing written. The government maintains plausible deniability. But the people are afraid if they went out and did, like we've seen, do these big demonstrations against the regime, they'd get shot. You know, they'd be shot. And right now we're in this, another part of this, another way of looking at this, we're in a war of narratives, you know, info war, the highest war. So all these happy Venezuelans videos, most of them are fake. They'll take like old soccer match videos of crowded streets and they'll put new labels on them. Or you'll have somebody that's supposedly speaking Spanish, but it's a completely wrong translation in English. So the AI crap is just coming out of the woodwork, including the top AI guy right now is probably this guy named Asian Guy, one of your previous recent callers mentioned. And it's obvious this AI guy, Asian Guy, he's getting impact because he's quoting some of this bullshit that's going around that all these airplanes are flying out silver and it's all about these mines. Venezuela is not a big silver producer. So the Asian guy, a lot of his information is really good, like good propaganda has to be 90% true so that you'll insert the 10%, that's the payload. So if people are quoting that, oh, these C-5s are flying out silver and where they're taking control of mines, that's BS. You know, so we're in the middle of this narrative war. It started really with social media. Tunisia, the guy burned himself in Tunisia. That led to the whole Arab Spring, you know, revolutions across the Arab world. Then the Maidan coup, color revolution. It's who has the cameras there and how is it broadcast to the world? If you can convince the world that a revolution is popular, even if it's not, it gets a lot of traction. Or maybe there is a popular revolution, but nobody's heard of these colectivos. They think, well, hey, look, if nobody's protesting against if nobody's protesting against the regime, if the only people in Caracas protesting are the pro-Maduro people, then that must be how the Venezuelans feel. No, the ones that would protest against the regime are afraid of bikers gangs showing up with AK-47s. And there will be no camera when that happens. You know, and no way to get it out.
Sure. So in closing, because I want you to host and I'm listening to you, but I had real questions I wanted to ask you. So I'm just sitting in my office listening. What was Trump supposed to do? Was he wrong to do this? Because overall, I get the idea. People say, oh, you're a warmonger. No, I mean, I get this is different than neocon policy. I get why Trump was induced to do it, but does he see what a big trap it is? And does this limited success embolden him to make more adventures and be set up?
If it works, you know, when MacArthur did the Incheon landing in Korea, which was like a huge end around, remember in Korea, it started at the 50-yard line, went to our 2-yard line. Then he did an end around up to North Korea to Incheon. Most of the people thought he was out of his mind. The tide, there's like 25-foot tides. If you get anything wrong, it's a complete slaughter. And MacArthur goes down in history as the biggest fool that led to the huge military disaster. But it worked, so MacArthur's a hero, and he's a genius, right? So this is like, you know, throwing the long pass with no timeout in the fourth quarter. If it works, it's great. But the risk of being drawn in step by step, you can't discount the fact this country is like 5 times bigger than South Vietnam. You know, when you look at all the Vietnam movies, you see a big map on the wall. It's like Vietnam, here's I Corps and, you know, here's the Marines and, you know, helicopter bases all over the place. That's a sliver compared to Venezuela. Just a sliver. And it's jungle.
It's 12 times bigger than Panama. Took them, 12 days to take over Panama. So that's what we actually occupied.
And we already had all that we had that infrastructure, latent infrastructure in Panama. And
yeah, we were invading our own bases.
And Panama, remember the Darien Gap. Michael Yan and everybody so familiar with the Darien Gap. There's no road from Colombia to Panama. It's the Darien Gap for a reason. Whereas Venezuela has 5,000 kilometers of land border with Brazil, that's Lula, Colombia, they've got an anti-American president also. So there's no way they're going to give if they have sanctuaries on the Brazil side for these guerrillas, that'll be infiltrating through 1,000
rivers.
It'll
just be like Cambodia and Laos and Vietnam.
Even harder. And Cambodia and Laos, the Ho Chi Minh Trail, that was bombed by B-52s forever, right? It looks like the lunar landscape, and they still came. So, jungle, 5,000 kilometers of jungle, Panama, or with Colombia and Brazil, and their governments don't like us. So if we get sucked into this, like we're leaning forward to fixing the infrastructure, and we have the best intentions. We want to raise the standard of living and spread the wealth. We don't want any money coming to America. We just want a stable country in Venezuela. The communists aren't going to say, fine, well, if it's for the good of the people, they're going to do just like that movie it's highly recommend called Proof of Life. They're going to kidnap the engineers, hold them for ransom, you know, blow up every piece of infrastructure they can find. They do not want America to succeed.
Is that why Trump's threatening to hit Colombia proper?
I think he should tone it down a little bit. I think biting off, you know, one country that's 5 times bigger than South Vietnam at a time is enough. I mean, don't you think? I mean, I'm reminded of the Desert Storm thing, which was like late,
1991.
We had like 6 months to build up our forces in Saudi Arabia before we launched just on Kuwait, the Iraqis in Kuwait, right? 6 months. And that kind of a war is never going to happen again because everybody in the region would start firing missiles at it,
Plus, it's desert, it's not jungle.
Right. But we almost just, with this little raid, it was comparable to Desert Storm in the sense that we've just spent like 3 months putting a Marine Amphibious Ready Group, Carrier Battle Group, Marine Corps, Air Force, tankers flying back and forth constantly over the Gulf of Mexico. We've controlled that whole area, focused on it. You send jets in so they can collect the electronic warfare so we can shut down their radars and everything else. Just for this raid, we'd never be able to do that against, say, China over Taiwan or anywhere near Russia.
Yeah, how much do you think it was spent? Like, I bet $100 billion.
And if it works, great. But the downside risk is very high. You know, I remember with Saddam Hussein, he was captured in 2003.
Spider roll.
That didn't end the war, right?
Yeah, there's
another guy behind
him. Come back and get in whatever you want, but what do you think Trump should do then? How does he extricate himself, and does Maduro turn state's evidence against the deep state? I want your take on that.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Hello there. I'm back solo. I've got a little bit of a cold, but I'll do the best I can. I did my daily methylene blue. Should carry me through. I know it will. You know, on January the 1st, which is not that long ago, I wrote a pretty lengthy Substack article that's called The Global Resource War is Going Kinetic. And one day later, we attacked Venezuela. And one day after that, President Trump was talking about getting the oil out of Venezuela. So I feel like I had some pretty amazing timing in the last couple of days on that. But it's about a lot more than Venezuela, and it's about a lot more than just the oil. You know, we're all familiar with the petrodollar. We're all familiar with the system that we've had for the last half of a century, and oil being the dominant financial commodity on the planet. But there's another one that's growing in importance to rival oil, and that's silver. We're always going to need oil for powering ships and airplanes. I can't ever see a solar-powered, giant ship or a wind turbine airplane. It's not going to happen. It's going to require liquid fuels. Maybe aircraft will be powered by batteries if they get good enough. It remains to be seen. I don't see batteries big enough to power ships across the ocean. But even if the technology became available, the silver required for them wouldn't be available in that amount. So silver is always going to be for the smaller and more high leverage, high output applications. But the problem with silver is you just can't open up a new silver mine like you would open up a new factory. The easy silver has already been taken out of the ground. Now we're fighting deeper and deeper into the earth. You have to take out tons and tons of rock ore to eventually get, a couple ounces of silver. So we're kind of reaching limits, foreseeable limits, on what we can get out of silver. At the same time, the technology is promising more and more breakthroughs that depend on silver. For example, solar panels. You get energy out of a solar panel, it could last, 20, 30, 40 years, but you need silver to make them. The data centers need silver. Missile systems need silver. Everything electronic and high tech needs silver. There are no substitutes for it. So we're going to see not only wars over oil, all the Middle East wars, you see all the memes, somebody finds oil, here come the American soldiers. Well, now we're going to see that over silver. And an amazing thing is, it's not the first time that this happened in history. When the Spanish got to the New World, they started in the Caribbean, got to Mexico, spread down to South America, and they found out almost by accident about a mountain called Potosí that's called in Spanish the rich mountain, that it was so full of silver that they just honeycombed it and took out so many tons of silver that it was almost unimaginable. This is like a nugget of silver planted on the earth. Well, that's gone. And this silver that came out of South America, a large part of it, believe it or not, went to China, not to Europe. It went to China on these giant Manila galleons that were bigger than any other ships at the time, that were made in the Pacific just for this trade route. The Spanish would take the silver up to Acapulco, Mexico, then sail it across to Manila in the Philippines, which is one of the greatest natural harbors in the world. And Chinese junks and big junks, like, 4 or 5 masted, would come to the Philippines to trade for the silver. And it's interesting because there's a very resonant of today's history, financial aspect. Until that period, the Chinese emperors had collected taxes in the form of wheat, rice, or labor, which was very complex. You had to figure out how much, each landowner had to pay per year in commodities, wheat, rice, or labor. But, that didn't account for droughts or civil disturbances or anything else. So one of the emperors came up with the idea of what they called the single whip tax. The single whip would be you have to pay the emperor in silver. Don't care about the rice. Don't care about the wheat or the labor. You just pay us in silver. And this coincided with the Spanish delivering, you know, literally shiploads of silver coinage to Manila to be traded for Chinese goods. At the time, the West really had nothing. The English found this out later. The West had nothing to offer China that China didn't build better, you know, more modern production, you know, porcelain, silk, things that they could never make in Europe at the time. So all that the West had to offer in the 1500s and 1600s was the silver directly. Later, the British got in with the opium because, again, the Chinese had no interest in, like, you know, woolen sweaters from England. They could make any sweaters they wanted. So all the way back 400 years, 500 years almost, there's been this fight over silver. And now we're seeing it again where, you know, the price of silver has been suppressed for over a decade by the, you know, banks that are shorting it. That seems to be breaking down. Silver is up to $75 an ounce. But in Shanghai, it's, you know, $81, $82 an ounce. So we're seeing a new facet of this silver war. In fact, I brought one of my own. This is an American silver dollar right here. Okay. And what's interesting about this American silver dollar is in the original American colonies, the Coin Act, our dollar was to be made only out of silver. Okay. Gold and silver were both treated as money, but the dollar was based on the Spanish piece of eight, which is almost exactly that size and weight. The Spanish piece of eight was the main currency in the entire world when we had our revolution. So we based our American silver dollar, you know, almost to the gram and the millimeter on the Spanish piece of eight. And now the world is going full circle. And we're once again struggling with China over silver. So the Chinese are the world's biggest producer of silver, along with Peru and Mexico. And we are, I think, going to, just like we have with the oil, we're going to try to blockade that silver from going to China. At the beginning of the year, China passed the law that came into – that was enacted – on January 1, or the first business day was January 2, that no silver will be exported from China without a license. And they're not granting the licenses. So China needs more silver than it can produce, even though it's the biggest producer of silver. But they still allowed their own silver companies to trade it with the West, you know, just to have it freely pass back and forth. This meant that the LBMA in London or the COMEX in New York could consider the Chinese silver part of the global pool for doing trades. Not anymore. The Chinese part of the silver is out of our equation now. And the silver that's in Mexico and Peru is tied up with Chinese contracts. When companies have gone down there and said, look, we're really desperate for the silver. They find out that the mines have long-term contracts already with China for all of the silver to go to China. And if you want any of that silver right now, you're going to have to pay $15 or $20 over the spot price, which came as quite a shock. So I think that just as we've done with the Venezuelan oil, you know, taking it to send it to Texas, to the refineries that can handle it after they're refurbished, I think eventually we're going to come up with excuses for why that Mexican and Peruvian silver can't go to China. It has to go to America. And all of this, to me, is part of what has been called the Pax Americana, which is the American dominance of the world, really, since the Second World War. I mean, the Cold War aside, the U.S. Navy was unchallenged on the high seas, and this allowed an amazing period of free trade because any ships from anywhere could go anywhere on the globe. No, there was nobody stopping or impeding traffic. You know, a ship from China could go into the Black Sea. A ship from Norway could go to China. They could go through all of these narrow straits like the Suez Canal, the Red Sea, the Malacca Straits below Singapore, the Panama Canal, unrestricted. This led to an amazing blooming of global trade. And if one country wanted to pay more for oil, you know, you'd have to deal with OPEC and they might set a price, but you might find oil outside of OPEC. But the ships were unrestricted. We're now seeing that come to an end. And we saw one of the first strikes at this with the Houthis in the Red Sea. Now they were saying that it was over Gaza and they've stopped firing missiles at ships because the Gaza situation is on hiatus. But they have shown that even a small power in a country with no navy can prevent ships from going through these choke points. And the other choke points can be closed off easily just as well. And, you know, it's not that Russia or China is going to directly, you know, plant mines in these straits, but it's very easy for them to deliver weapons to proxies. You could have Malaccan separatists, you know, with homemade mines and drones, supposedly, but they're backed by one of the other powers. So we're edging into a situation of kinetic warfare. And it's actually, there's a term for it, and it sounds very strange, but we actually fought a war like this before, and it was called the Quasi War. At the end of the 1700s, we fought a 2 or 3 year war with France, undeclared. Nobody's landing on anybody's, taking territory, but they were seizing our ships and we were seizing their ships. And so we're fighting like a gray area war at sea. And that was called the Quasi War. So I think we're going into now a quasi war where the world is splitting into blocks. And depending on if you want to count China and Russia as allies, then you could say it's America and the West, a declining America and the West versus the BRICS countries led by Russia and China. Russia for the resources, China for the manpower and industry. And this is going to have severe consequences because they're already making deals outside of the dollar system. And what we've just done in Venezuela is only going to encourage them, to back away from the dollar even more, knowing that Uncle Sam enforces its deals, with helicopter gunships and Delta forces in your face. So this is not going to endear the BRICS countries, to doing deals with America in dollars. And you have to remember, right below Venezuela is Brazil, and he may or may not be any more popular than Maduro was in Venezuela, but Brazil is run by a commie called Lula, who has put the former president almost like a Trump parallel, Bolsonaro, in jail, probably to die in jail. The country is run by a Supreme Court dictator, a judicial tyrant named Judge Moraes. So there's very little hope of Brazil ever voting its way out of the predicament that it's in. And as long as that they run Brazil, they're going to be supported by China and Russia. We're not going to be able to enforce a blockade on Brazil. It will be very difficult to do, including planes flying in and out, big cargo planes, not just ships. So if we do get ensnared in a quagmire in Venezuela, they're going to have unlimited support and reinforcements coming from Brazil and Colombia. Colombia may be not as far gone as Brazil, but I don't see Brazil throwing off the commies that are running it right now, not anytime soon. If you think that Venezuela was an easy operation, well, all we saw was page one, not even chapter one. We don't even know how the rest of the book is written. So it's way too soon to, declare mission accomplished in Venezuela. The battle is still going on in Venezuela, not with American soldiers at the moment, but with Venezuelans mistrusting Venezuelans, wondering who's a CIA spy that's already been paid off, and who is going to betray me to who. So for now, Venezuelans can't take to the streets because they're afraid of the colectivos, you know, these armed biker gangs that are allowed to basically kill and pillage, you know, with the government looking the other way. So Venezuela is very much up in the air. I hope it works out. I hope it doesn't turn into something like, you know, a cross between Iraq and Vietnam. Remember, after we captured Saddam in 2003, didn't end the war. There's always another junior dictator behind a dictator. If you take out one, the next one just fills his place. So the only difference now in Venezuela is possibly deals are being made and there can be more snatches or there, but who knows how it's going to turn out. But it certainly is not going to be easy to secure Venezuela. Just send down some engineers and the big American oil companies and everything's going to be great. The commies that are coming in from Brazil, the last thing they want is for Venezuela to succeed under the American, you know, under American protection. This is sort of, I think Trump is envisioning something like MacArthur in Japan after World War II. You know, we're going to, you know, the rising tide will lift all boats and we're going to all get along. That's not going to happen in South America. I mean, I would love for Venezuela to get what it deserves, which is, you know, to have a high standard of living. The people that benefit from their vast natural resources. But it's doubtful that this can just be pulled off peacefully. There are too many players down there that don't want it to succeed. I mean, it doesn't matter if 80% of the people there wish that America could succeed, you know, and raising, you know, their economy back from the shambles it's in. But if 5 or 10% are willing to blow up IEDs or start shooting at, what they'll call the traitor police that are working with Americans. It's very easy for me to see how this goes off the rails. Now, I enjoyed listening to Patrick Byrne in the last hour, but let's face it. Look, I mean, it's not even hidden. He's CIA. Okay. So it's logical that he's going to front run and cheerlead the hopium version of this. He's not going to express the doubts I'm expressing, even if he privately has them. He's on team cheerleader, you know, and I'm not. I'm kind of blackpilled on this to the extent that we just pulled a raid. We're backslapping ourselves silly over a raid where we had armadas off the coast for months. And if this gives Trump the idea that now we can do the same thing in Iran, we can easily get into a situation that's going to be even worse than Vietnam. You know, I hate to be an anti-cheerleader, but I've got to kind of call it the way that I say it. And it's very worrisome. Now, another way of looking at this, okay, Pax Americana is over. The world is splitting into at least three factions. We're now going to guard our resources. The free trade era is over. Well, the global economy is based on that free trade. It's not just as simple as splitting into three sections. You know, countries like Japan, Pakistan, Egypt, they import their food. They import their food from all over the world. If as the world splits into sections and we're dividing up the sea lanes and there's no more free transit, countries like, you know, India, Pakistan, Egypt, Japan, they can face starvation. I mean, they will be at the mercy of whoever allows ships in. So I can see Trump privately signaling to Chairman Xi, okay, you get Asia. Russia, you get the Balkans, Eastern Europe, your backyard, and we're getting the Americas. That sounds great. But between where we are now and that finding a new equilibrium, a lot of ships loaded with grain aren't going to get to countries that will starve without that grain. You know, the breakdown of this free sea lanes of communication that we've had since World War II, that can lead to kind of a global depression. You can't just take a a vehicle and chop it into three parts and then expect three wheels to drive off perfectly. You know, the whole system that we've built is predicated on open seas. And if we're now going to be protecting our resources by coming up with sanctions, you know, unilateral sanctions, what's to prevent China from coming up with sanctions against Taiwan and then saying these people in Taiwan are violating these Chinese laws that we made up? And, you know, maybe we'll go in and kidnap them like Americans do, or maybe we'll just blockade Taiwan. Not, you know, then you've got countries like Vietnam and Japan. They're very strong countries, but they're out of the reach of the American naval umbrella. I don't see any scenario where we go in to rescue Japan or Korea or Taiwan now. Our Navy's in range of their missiles, even out in Guam. We're in range. This idea that Venezuela shows that, you know, Team America is back is bogus. It's great for, you know, doing something like this in Venezuela. It's got nothing to do with going to war with Iran or China or Russia. So if we're splitting the world into three parts, it's going to be very ugly getting there. Now, in the time remaining, I want to mention, since I knew this morning I was coming on the show, I put three of my books on Amazon Kindle set for free for Tuesday and Wednesday. So anybody watching this tomorrow, you can just click over to Amazon and download my Dan Kilmer collection, that trilogy, for free. Just for, you know, being on the show. Thank you, Alex. And I've also, you know, got my own books, physical copies. If you get them from me, I'll sign them and I'll actually get the money. The money from Amazon for the paper books now is like nil. So if you want to listen to an audiobook or get the Kindle version, you have to go to Amazon. But if you get them from me, I'll sign them and I'll actually get some of the money. It's just Amazon for the paper books has just become a total joke. And if you, as a special deal, if you order either of the trilogies, the Enemies collection or the Dan Kilmer trilogy, I'll throw in the Bracken collection and I'll do the whole thing for $60. So a la carte, that would be like almost 100. These are big books. These are like 500 page books. Anyway, thank you, Alex, for the opportunity. I hate the black pill on people, but, I see a lot of downside risk here. And while you can, I think that, the real silver is still a steal at $75. If you don't have some of this, people are going to look back and say, Dad, why didn't you buy silver when it was only under $100? You know, what's the matter with you? You could have gotten silver for $80 and now it's $300. I mean, it sounds crazy. I was buying it when it was, you know, $8 and $15. And then I thought it was crazy for buying it at $30. So I'm going to look the same way at $75 silver that I did at $35 silver. It's still going way up. They're not really making any more of it. That's the thing. They need it for everything, and they just can't make it. You know, you can print money. You can't print the metals. So I'll see you the next time around. It's been great being on with Alex. I really enjoy the conversation with him. I'm glad to get a chance to talk to everybody. You know, follow me on X. I'm Matt Bracken, Matt_Bracken48, and you can reach me there almost anytime. And I'll see you the next time.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, This is tasty. It's delicious. It's good for you. It helps children. It helps middle-aged people. And it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy. And we've got the best.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexshowstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.